Hello. Are you there? I can hear you
Hello.
clicking. Hello?
You can hear me clicking? Oh, hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Hang on. He's clicking. He's having technical difficulties for those listening, because I ain't gonna edit this shit out.
Everything looks like it's okay.
Yeah.
Hello? How do I sound?
You sound good.
Am I
I can hear you clicking, so it sounds perfect.
I can hear my clicking.
I just know you're late as fuck.
I was on time, but my computer
No,
didn't wasn't
you
behaving.
don't understand that. Your computer doesn't ever behave, so you have to get up early and get it ready.
No.
I'm always having, I
That's
have to
that
do my mic check. Scooby-dooby-doo, ska-ba-da-da-da, and I'm always ready.
Look, if I do that, then I'm saying that the computer is in control, and I will not let the computers be in control, because that leads to bad things in the world.
Yeah, that
When you
leads to
give all the
Magnus
power to the
Robot Fighter.
computers, when Magnus
We're heading there. That's
get
what
up early.
Meta's about. Meta's about letting the computer do the job. The metaverse.
Oh, the meta. Yeah, I'm in the meta right now. That's why I'm late.
So you're really asleep right now and you're just hooked up. You're just plugged in.
I'm plugged in. The plug fell out when I rolled over in the middle of the night,
Yeah,
so
that's pretty
I
cool.
woke up about 3 minutes ago and had to stick him back in the hole.
And your bedpan is just there in case you dump your load during the show.
I think that's all shut. I think a computer takes care of that for me.
Oh, in the meta. In the meta, no
In
one
the
sees you shit.
meta,
Right?
yeah. No one puts in the meta. It just gets absorbed back into the meta.
Don't think
Very
that's
efficient.
true. I think it's like that comic we read. Maybe it was Dose or what. I don't remember what comic it was, but it had that big old fat guy, and he was like
Yeah, dose.
hooked up to the machine.
Yep, and was he getting fed? I can't remember now.
He was huge. He was
Or
always
was he
fat.
hooked? I think he was hooked up to stuff that automatically fed him.
It wasn't the major character. It was the guy that
Yeah, I
was
remember. It
giving
was
him the
the.
drugs or something.
Yeah,
He was
he was just
he stole that
constantly
dude's
high,
drugs. Yeah.
plugged into the machine, and it would just feed him drugs and food, and he just lived in the meta.
That's right.
That's the vision of the future. We'll all just be fat, laying in our easy boys, plugged tubes going to each hole,
That's right.
keeping us happy,
You
food coming in,
just sit
poop
there
going out.
reading comics all day and you don't have
I'll
to
lay in on the
sleep.
beach. Yeah.
And there's
Exactly.
beautiful women serving you up your next comic book. They're just coming. That's a nude beach.
Topless comics are a chance. Fantastic.
So you want the next issue of Doze, sweetie?
No, they hold it. They hold it right here
They put it
on their
between their
body.
breasts, and then you have to
Right
pull it
under their
out.
breasts. No, they just hold it. They open it for you, and then you say, "Okay, turn the page," and then they turn the page.
Turn the page.
Turn the page. Or actually, they should know, right? They just know, like when you get to the bottom of the page,
Yeah.
and they turn the page for you. You say, "Thank you,"
Or
and
you
then
say
when you get to the
roll over and then you're reading it off their butt crack.
end,
You know, like you just set the middle
you
part
can do
of the
that.
comic book in their crack and then spread
Well,
it
because
open.
yeah.
Spread the comic
When you
open,
get
it's like a holder for the comic.
just slip it right in there. And then when you get to the end, they say, "What would you like to read next?"
There you
And you
are.
tell them, and they say, Would you like me to give it for you, or would you like a new girl? And you say, I'll take a new girl. And then she comes and she says, would you like it in between my boobs or my butt cheeks? And you say, I think I'll read this one from your butt cheeks.
Yeah.
And then she lays down
There you
and
go.
puts the comic between her butt cheeks. Oh, the
Repeat.
meta.
Just keep re repeating.
You just keep doing it. And you never get tired, so
That's
you can
right.
just keep reading.
Because you're asleep anyway.
That's right.
Your body doesn't know. Scary
So fall
shit,
asleep.
man. No, I don't want any part of that beta. That's what NFTs are. They're getting your money into the meta.
Into the
Yeah. Martin's
But
already plugged in from
he's
Geekvine.
always been plugged in.
No, but he's like really plugged in now. He's
Thoroughly plugged in.
in the meta doing shrooms constantly.
He is the guy from Dose.
Yeah.
That's him in 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen Martin lately? He's 450 pounds. Stuck in the meta. Stuck in the NFT.
He's probably the only guy I know that would his boss tells him, "No, just stay home," and he goes to work anyway. If my boss told me to stay home, I'm staying the fuck home.
Yeah, our work said that only come to the office if absolutely necessary. So I haven't been in the
Since
office in
last
quite
year.
some time.
I left work around 3 on Friday, so I was pretty happy. I got out early. And I said, I'm gonna stop at the comic shop, so I got my books. Bought another he gets drawer boxes now, so I don't have to go to the other place. And he
Yeah.
always stocks up on the rails, which I like. So I was pretty happy. And then I was there a while, and
Man,
then
I wish there was a place near me that had drawer boxes. That
yeah,
might
I'm
actually get me to switch over.
yeah, they're nice. 'Cause you can get the stuff if you can find it. And so then I said, "Oh,
Yeah, because otherwise the
I
shipping
had
is like ridiculous.
tweeted you what we were had on our reading list." So I said, "You know what? Instead of waiting till Saturday, I'll go to the storage unit and try to
Sure.
go find these books if they're there." So I went to the storage unit and I found Good Boy, and that was it. But I was looking for the other one. I was looking for Meta and I couldn't find it. And I said, I'm gonna stay here until I find it, 'cause it's gotta be here. It's gotta be here somewhere. Like I knew roughly the time period it was there. I just had to find it. And then work called me back in. They said, "There's a
Oh
problem. You
boy.
have to come back in." And I'm like, "Fuck." So I never found Meta. That's the story. Mega. Was it
You
Mega?
slacker.
Yeah. I didn't
Mean,
find Mega.
you probably didn't find it because it's oversized.
Oh shit, is it?
Yeah, so it probably wasn't in your normal box. It'll be in a big box. Yeah,
Like
it's like the black
oversized
label
golden
size.
aged or Oh,
Yeah, like
really?
black label. Yeah, let me
God
compare it to a
damn
black
it.
label.
Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't know you didn't tell me you're having trouble finding it. I would have said that right away. I said, did
No,
you
I
look in the
have
big
my
box?
magazine boxes here.
I guess it's smaller than a mega. Maybe it is more golden age.
Well, if it's Golden Age, it should be there.
Let me see if it'll fit in a normal
The only
box.
one
Oh,
I
maybe it will.
remember finding that was big in magazine was I'm gonna pull out this box. Let me see.
I'm trying to
It's gotta
find
be a
something that's the
forked
same
pen.
size as it. It's bigger than a normal comic. What's that feedback? Is that me or you? Did you hear that? Mike, we're losing you.
You're sounding
You're out of
too
range.
digitized because I'm getting too far.
You're out of range. Oh, here's a golden age. Let me compare it to that. It's bigger. It's in between a golden age and a black label.
I'll look for it later. When I go in
Kind of
there,
interesting.
I get too far away from the Bluetooth, I guess. Because
Yeah.
you sounded like you sound like you're speaking
So you
tongues.
sounded, you're going beep, beep. Beep, beep.
But
Oh, you didn't read Mega. Oh, Mega's so good. That was my favorite book I read this
that's why I
week.
couldn't find it. Well, I hope that's why I couldn't find it. If it was Golden Age, it'd fit in the box. If it's not Golden Age, what's the
Here, let me
size of
try and
it?
put it in a box. It does fit in a box, but it's like right up to the very top of the box. Like it would stick, it sticks out above the other comics.
Oh, it's kind of like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Ronin.
Yeah, that's probably.
That
Let me see. I actually have one of
I
those right
put my
here.
Ninja Turtles Ronin.
It's only, it's about a half an inch wider, but it's the same height.
Okay, it's got to be in the magazine box then. So I did have it. I couldn't find it, and there's a logical reason why I couldn't find it. I knew it was Red 5. What the fuck is Red 5 doing these things?
It's a stone bot. Maybe they're stone bot because it's
No.
European, so I'm
Well,
glad they did it. It's
I don't
weird.
know why what is it? De La Morte or what is it? De La Morte, I think. That
Yeah,
one
Dylan
switched
Morty.
to a magazine one too.
Yeah, it did for the one
For
shot.
the one shot, yeah. That made no
Yeah.
sense. You have all your De La Morte and then you stick that one
Then
in and
there's one. Well, they screwed up the first ones. They should have always brought it out in that big size. You can't bring a European. I hate it when they do European comics in American size because they
yeah,
have to
'cause you
put
have the gutter, the huge
space at the
gutter.
bottom. Yeah.
Yeah.
It stinks. Well, let me compare it to. I'm gonna compare it to a European comic. Let's see. This is very exciting. Oh, it's smaller than this European comic, or it's bigger than this European comic.
Our listeners demand this kind of shit. Like
Interesting.
Re Reed right now is frothing at the bit.
What?
He's like, "Oh, they're
Where else are you
talking
gonna
about
hear
comic book sizes.
comic
Look."
sizes?
And they're comparing it.
This is good stuff. This is stuff that I like. Yeah, that's small. Yeah, but so Mega, it turns out, was is only two issues,
And that
and there
that's
was a
what
second issue
it's not.
solicited, but it comes out like in next week or something.
Oh, okay. That's why we couldn't. It was going directly to trade, and that's I think why we selected it. They
Yeah, but it
solicited
turns out
the
there.
collected edition, which is just collecting two issues.
Yeah, but they must have been a solicit for number two. I just missed it, so I'll have to pick up number two.
I did pick up number two because I saw it. It just hasn't shipped yet.
Yeah. So that's good. Then when we cover it, we can cover one and two.
I'm glad because I would have went to the box. Like I knew what box it would be in, and I would have not found it, and I'd have been like, "What the fuck?" I still never found those one Aftershock books that I told it, we both you didn't read and I didn't read. I still don't know where those are, and I went back to the unit to look for them. I have no clue, but I know they're here. I know they're somewhere.
Exist.
Gotta come with a better system.
You purchased them. Yeah, I don't have a. My system works for me, but my wife doesn't really like my system.
That's because it's taking up
Which is,
room. It's like, what is all this
you
shit?
stacks of comics in the room. It's my that are my unread piles.
Let's just get this shit out of here.
They're behind the sofa. But there's still too many of them.
I might make a trip to the storage unit and put some stuff away today. I've been putting it off 'cause I don't like to be separated from them. It gives me
It's you get
anxiety.
a. It's
I
like
love
take.
the idea of having all these comics and just being able to go to the basement and grab it. But I don't have that luxury anymore. And it's not like the
You.
unit's that far away. It's like 2 miles away. So It's not that far. We got
Yeah,
snow.
but it's
That's why I
understood.
went
They're
on
not with you,
Friday.
so.
Yeah, I went on Friday, and then I got called back into work. And then so I was back at work, and I had to stay till like 6. And I forgot my jacket, and it was snowing, and I had to pump gas 'cause I ran out of gas. It was a fucked up day. And I didn't that's the day I usually get home early, and I get could record my single podcast with Mike Ems. So now I'm really out of rhythm.
Man, he went from being like a high of I'm out of work early, I'm getting my comics, I'm gonna go home, read some comics. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and I had
And
a
then go back
shipment
into the
too.
office.
And I had a DCBS
Oh, you have a
box waiting
shipment at
for
home
me.
you're waiting for?
Yeah,
Oh.
I didn't even get to go through it until later. I actually waited till Saturday. But yeah, it sucked.
This year they're only there till 6. That's not too bad.
Yeah, everything turned out. 'Cause I got a text around 8 o'clock from my boss, and he's like, "You guys might have to go back in." And I'm like, "Oh shit." And then he said, "Well, maybe you go in tomorrow instead." And I'm like, "Okay, at least I'll go in on Saturday." And
Yeah.
then I got a text and said, "Oh, they figured it out. You don't have to go in." And I'm like, "Oh, yes."
How often does that happen, or there's an emergency like that?
Seems like more frequent, but I don't know. It's like once a month.
Yeah.
There was some weird shit happening
Sure.
on Friday. Everybody was in a bad mood. I was like, oh crap.
That doesn't make for a fun day.
Yeah, because everybody wants to go home on Friday. I think if a problem happens, Mondays are always better. 'Cause everybody's there on Monday, and it's like Friday, half the staff works at home and leaves early 'cause they've already put in their 40 hours by Thursday. And it's like,
Yeah, looking forward to the
it's like
weekend.
Fridays. I don't know, it sucks. So I didn't find Mega, but I would have never found it. I almost texted you too. Because in my storage unit, I don't get like internet. It'll barely go through. So I usually have my tweet loaded so I can just go, okay, these are the books I need to find. And then I almost texted you because I can text. And I almost was like, oh, what's the chances of Bill actually texting me back and let really fast? Slim to none.
Yeah.
So I just.
That's slim.
If you would have said
Questions about
magazine
Mega.
size, if you would have said it was magazine size, I would have been, oh shit, that's at home. And it's odd because maybe I still can't find it because I had just sorted magazines like 3 weeks ago. I filled two magazine boxes. That shows you how many magazine size things I've been getting. That's crazy. Is I have three boxes almost full. And
From how long?
It's been a while. It's probably been a year, but magazine box with all the aftershock extra sized and all the tomorrow
Has a
stuff
backlog
I
of them.
get and Mad magazines and heavy metals and all that kind of stuff, it
The 2000 AD
accumulates.
one's big too.
Yes, 2000 AD. That
Yeah.
that's weird. I had two back-to-back weeks with 2000 AD. And remember I told you they weren't shipping to me? So they're still like
Yeah,
out
you
of
didn't get them for
order.
like
I'm
6 months.
not going to ever do it again though because if I'm getting them out of order and just like in weird sporadic bursts. There's no regularity to it at all. So it's like I ain't going to do this cuz in an anthology you can't read shit out of order. I mean you got like an
Nope.
8-page story, and it's like the worst thing ever.
Yeah, if you get them out of order, and then the next month you get two of them, then you got 3 months worth to read.
Yeah, and
That's
then
a
I
lot of
got
books.
my Mylars finally.
Yeah, I saw you posted a
I
picture of
placed
that.
that order in October, and it just arrived
Okay, I was gonna
now.
ask, yeah, I was gonna ask how long you'd been waiting for those.
Yeah. It's a long time. But I still had 400 going in. So now I have 2,400.
Which last year, at least 3 weeks.
The E. Gerber ran out of their halfbacks, so they shipped me whatever else they got. Just regular standard backing boards. And
Really?
I like told
They ask
Barb,
you
I
about that?
said, yeah, I ordered them because they said we have nothing to give you except we
Okay.
have these. And I said, okay, I'll
Yeah,
just
we have
take
these.
those. I don't have any. I don't know. They didn't even have a wait date. They didn't say, well, if you wait a month, we'll have halfbacks.
They said we're out.
We're out. And I said, well, I'll take those because that's the only choice. But I like three big boxes in the front yard, which is usually what they come, 1,000 boards to a box. The boxes are like 52 pounds. Heavy boxes, really hard to bring in, at least for me at my old age. But these were 39. I like lifted them no problem. I was like, what a difference. So much lighter.
For the,
For the
you mean the
for these
boards?
boards, yeah. That's 11
Okay.
pounds difference for 12 pound difference. So,
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't gotten the E. Gerber boards, so I don't know what the different
you don't
thicknesses they
even
have
get
are.
boards. I thought you just bag
I
things.
can't. I get boards for some stuff. Mostly it's just bagged, yeah. I like to have sporadic bags in there. Any boards in there.
Oh, okay.
But I don't board everything. I like to have some in there with boards for like stability.
So they're not all saggy.
Yeah, I don't like them all to be saggy, just like half,
Yeah.
like most of them.
That's what she said.
She did say that. How did you know that?
Yep.
You must know her.
So tell us about Mega because I don't even know if it exists.
Right, so yeah, Mega. So this came out from Red 5 slash Stonebot Comics, which I'm guessing that Stonebot Comics is their European import label under Red 5. That's my guess. So this one's by Salvador Sanz, who did. We just said the name of it, and I'm blanking on it. Della Morte, or Della Mort, or whatever it was
Oh, it's the
called.
same guy, huh?
It is the same guy. He does the art and the writing.
You like this guy more than I do. I will
I
say
do. I
that.
think you'll like this one, though. This is not as cryptic as the other one was. There's less going on in this one.
The other one jumped around too much for me, and it seemed to like vector like.
I think the other one lost you when it got to the talking monkey.
No, I liked the talking monkey. It opened up with the talking monkey. That was on the moon or wherever they were on the planet.
Oh yeah, I forgot the monkey was
The
there.
monkey was there with the girl, and then it flashes back, and then all of a sudden it's like the corporation's after her, and then there she's being hunted, and then
Yeah, and her family,
she's pregnant all of a sudden, and you're like, what the
and
fuck is
there's they
happening?
black goo and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That was good. So this one is about. It opens with a little girl. She's talking to her dad, and he's telling her he has bad news to break to her. So he tells her that her grandfather has gone missing. And her grandfather's kind of like a explorer, adventurer kind of guy. So he was off, I can't remember. I think he was going to Antarctica, and he's missing. So his ship went missing in the ocean. And then we see in Antarctica there's like some kind of a quake, and something rises, and like this big crevice cracks open in the ground, and something starts to come out of it. And then it kind of follows those two paths. So the little girl finds out more about her grandfather and actually like gets visited by him in the middle of the night, like in a dream. And then so that's her side of it. And then the other side is we see the thing that came up out of Antarctica is like a kaiju creature, and it goes into Uruguay and starts to cause chaos there. So it's going to be the intersection of this little girl's life and what her grandfather told her, and fighting the kaiju.
That sounds good because
It was really good.
I like kaiju stuff now. I didn't used to. I like a lot of things that I never thought I'd like.
That you didn't like before, yeah. And this is good. I think you'll like it because it's not as confusing as Rick and Morty was. It's much more straightforward, but it reads really well. Like it's so well paced, the way it kind of builds up the little girl's story on one side and then the monster on the other side.
Yeah.
It's really
I
good.
think we finished De La Morte on this show. I think we covered the whole
Yeah, the
series
whole thing. We didn't do
except for the
the one
magazine
shot.
size, yeah.
Yeah.
We can cover that next time if you want, since I'm going to be in the magazine box.
Yeah, we can do that. And then,
De
yeah, if you
La
haven't seen
Morte.
Salvador Sanz's art, I love his art. I think it's fabulous. So beautiful. Actually, own a page of out of Delamorte.
Oh, do you? I didn't know that.
I do. I wouldn't mind a page out of this one too. So good. I love his art.
Well, I'll talk about an artist that you don't like since I have to. I read Girl Scouts Stone Ghost from Jim Mahfood.
Nice.
And man, I really like his art. I don't know why. It's so weird. But it sounds like this is not like the Girl Scouts, which focused on a lot of them. This is one member that's joining this like bounty hunter. What is his name? I forget what his name is. It's Turtleneck Jones, because he wears like this huge turtleneck. And they end up killing Turtleneck Jones, and she's left all by herself. It gives her origin story though about her drug do her boyfriend that did drugs, and then he gets cancer and dies fatally. And it sets up the villain for this. And I don't even know what the little sperm is. There's this huge creature that it looks like a circle with eyes, wears a hat, and has, I don't know, four things dangling from his mouth or his chin, and he floats. He looks like a sperm. That's like a companion, and the companion betrayed our main characters to the villain because his family was being held hostage. And then when he calls and says, "Well, you're gonna free my family now," the bad guys say, "Nope, we're not freeing your family," and he did it all for nothing, and then he gets killed. So everybody's dead except for her, and we'll see what happens. But I really like the artwork and stuff. And he had a little cartoon at the back, which was really interesting. It's since we last spoke, like his last comic was in 2017, and that's where I read Girl Scouts Magic Socks. I think it still was published from Image at that time. And he was getting a call, and he got a call from Disney, and they optioned his stuff. So like he was working with some big time production company and animation studio to get Girl Scouts on Disney, so he was well busy
Yeah.
doing this stuff. Were you aware of that?
Nope.
Okay, so he was doing Zoom calls, he was getting it all ready, and then he gets a phone call in 2019, and this Disney pulled the plug on the whole thing. So it was already like close to being,
Man.
like well in production and
Yeah, it
being
was
generated, and
cooking.
it shows him freaking out. It's like, goddamn heartless corporate asshole motherfuckers, Hollywood dipshits leading us on with their fake bullshit and stabbing us in the fucking back. And then he said, after he got his cool and calmed down, he just said, well, I have this comic I've been working on, so I'm gonna finish it. But I thought that was interesting because I knew nothing about that.
Yeah, that is interesting, and I guess that's an unfortunate place to kill it, because I mean a lot of stuff gets optioned and then never produced. That's very common.
Yeah.
But to actually go through a lot of the production, and I don't know how far along they were, but it sounds like they did a lot of work getting ready to actually start making it, or even possibly even started making it.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
And that stinks. I don't know which is worse, like that or getting like one episode out and then getting canceled after like an episode.
I think the fact I would rather have my one episode
Yeah,
out
because
because then
then
I
at least
got
you
that
have that.
far.
Yeah, you then at least you have that one episode that you can say, look, we did this. But all he can say is, we did nothing. We have nothing to show for all the work we did.
Yeah, like I was listening to Rob Servations, and he has actually pages from the JLA Avengers before they approved it. So they're like pages that aren't in
Yeah.
JLA Avengers. They were like prototypes that were done from George Perez, which I think is freaking awesome. But yeah, that's work that finally did get completed, but the original material wasn't used. So, yeah, who knows?
Yeah, I saw something else on Twitter recently. It was for something that never got released. I don't remember. I did see, I think yesterday I saw a Star Brand page that was from a, that was never,
Unpublished comic?
yeah, was never published. But there's something else. Yeah, I mean that happens a lot, I guess, with the big two.
Yeah, I'm sure,
Plans
but
change.
I do know this. I don't know how it works in Hollywood. Like, if you're working for free, or if they're
No, I'm
fronting you,
sure. Yeah,
if
I'm sure he's getting paid.
they're fronting you money, I hope. But I know that when an artist and writer turn in their work for a comic, if whether they publish it or not, they're paid for that comic.
Right. Yeah, they're getting paid for their work. Yeah, I'm sure for Mahfood, I'm sure he was compensated for everything. Well, because I mean, they probably gave him money when they optioned it and then give him more money when they started production, and then probably were paying him a salary or whatever. But I mean, he's a creator, right? He's an artist. He's
Yeah.
a creative person. So to work on something and then have nothing at the end is got to be incredibly
He
frustrating for
did
him.
throw in some stuff in the comic that said it is frustrating when you're used to controlling like everything, like the art, he does everything, right? Like there's
Yeah.
nothing
Yeah, to go from creator-owned to a corporation telling you what to do
what
with
to
your
do.
character.
Yeah, and then there's all these parties that are in there, But he like mentioned people like Mike Huddles, like a bunch of other creators that were helping him and Hollywood types that were helping him, and yeah, it looked like he had like a good time doing it. And then he's like, they broke his heart kind of thing.
Yeah.
This kind of sucks. But I guess that happens a lot.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm
Like, we
sure.
finished watching Why the Last Man, and it'll never be finished, but I was digging it. Like I really enjoyed what I had watched. There's a lot of shows like that. There was that Jennifer Love Hewitt show that I got vested in where she had the massage parlor that was a bunch of hookers having
I
sex,
forgot
but
about that
I never found out what happened, and it left on a huge cliffhanger. Like all shit was breaking loose, that everybody found out what was going on, and it's like, well, what's gonna happen? And then it's
one.
gone.
One of the most frustrating ones was Constantine.
Oh yeah,
Gosh,
because
it was so
that
good.
was
It
the
was
whole
so
battle
good.
that was gonna
I know they're
happen.
building up.
Yeah.
So good. And then just killed it. Oh, that was harsh. That still hurts.
Yep.
Wish someone had picked that up. Think back then, it wasn't done as much as it is now,
Yeah.
where there wasn't so many streaming services that could pick up shows back then.
What did you give Mega in your rating?
6 out of 5.
Oh, really? It was up there, huh?
It was
I
fantastic.
give Girl Scouts a 4 out of 5. I'm
I'd like
still
to read
trying to
that back better.
figure out like how this relates to the other book. Like I'm not, I don't have any clue, 'cause it almost seems like it's a different character. Like there were three Girl Scouts fighting each other for the magic socks in the other one, and now I don't even know if this girl has magic socks. I don't know what's happening. I know the overall story arc. I don't know how it relates to the previous one at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, had you read anything
Prior to that,
before Magic Socks?
nope. Nope. My first exposure was Magic Socks. Because I think
Yeah, so it
before
could.
that, it was his own label. Like, I think he published a couple times off his own label.
I thought he was. He might have. What was that coming out through? I don't even remember anymore. I thought it was one of the indie publishers. Like top shelf or something. But
Let's
anyway,
see.
it could be that
Oh, that
that.
was Oni.
Okay, Oni. It could be that the stuff you're reading ties back to something earlier. Like,
I really liked Magic Socks. And then, yeah, Image did Work Sucks, and I don't have that one either.
well, you have lots to delve into if you so choose.
Yeah,
Some point.
I need to place in my comic shop order at some time. There's so much though, my queue looks fucking ridiculous.
Your want list?
Yeah, 'cause I started putting all the techno comics in there too. Because I don't have many techno comics. That was like Primortals and Garth Ennis's, I forget what his book was. Justice, I think Lady Justice. And there was a
Yeah.
George Perez one called iBots, and Leonard Nimoy did
Yeah, I remember that.
one. But I don't have much of that.
Was
I kind of
that
skipped.
Primordials? Was that one of
Yeah,
them?
Primortals.
Yeah.
Don't
Yeah,
have much of that, you know?
I was never into those when they came out. Like, I never picked any of those up for some reason. Didn't appeal to me.
Well, every time I was
Now they do.
re. Every time, like, I ever cut back in the before I went crazy, like
Yeah.
the craziness started, I don't know, about 8 years into podcasting, I think, but maybe it was 10 years into podcasting. But before that, I was real, I would get what I would get, and if I ever cut back, the indie stuff would go first. Like it would. And in reality, I think it would happen here too. Like,
Hey, you've always said
yeah,
that.
I don't know why. It's just like I'm vested in this world, and
Oh, for sure. Yeah, the DCs are the last to go for you.
yeah, and Valiant,
Well, Valiant's easy now because there's only one book every
but
6 months,
it's two,
so.
yeah, two books if we're lucky. Now they're in NFTs. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm not like Rob posted that his next book is an NFT, and I'm like, Dude, I ain't gonna get your NFT.
Yeah, I
If
saw
it
that.
ever comes out in print, I'll give it a shot for sure.
Hey, I can't fault them, I guess. But I don't know. It seems weird, like, as a creator, like, you can bring out a comic that only, like, five people get, and you get, like, a certain amount of money, or you can make a comic that, like, 1,000 people get, and you get the same amount of money. So, for you, the financial reward is the same, but would you rather five people read it, or would you rather 1,000 people read it, you know?
Yeah. 1,000 people.
Or are you like, it's cool because only five people have ever read it and will ever read it.
Well, there's that niche too, but and there's only like but if it's like a fixed number of copies anyway, who cares?
But yeah, and if you're going to do that, you might as well just say, find a rich guy and say, hey, give me $100,000 and I'll make a custom comic for you. And just do that. Then one person has it, but
Yeah.
you get a bunch of money for it. I don't know. Guess it depends. But I mean, I don't. Did he say that whether or not it will be ever published traditionally? Probably doesn't. Hasn't said.
I don't
Like he's not. Is he saying that this is an NFT and will it'll never be? This is the only way it'll ever be seen.
He's saying it's an NFT and there's no, I don't think plans to publish it.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to make it more, if there is plans to publish it in paper print, he doesn't want to admit it
Yeah, they won't say it
right now
until
because he wants to see
until
what the
later.
numbers are, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have fun with that.
Well, he was
That's what I
talking
say.
about. He used to have a studio with Valentino, and this is like right before he went on to New Mutants, and he was doing a bunch of annuals. And Todd was like, "You need to set your mark. You need to be on more than one, be on something consistently for a while." He says, "You're acting like a jackrabbit. You're going all over the place." And he says, you need to pick something. And he had mentioned that him and Valentino did a book, and I was trying to find it. And I see Valentino did What If Volume 2, Number 11. And then there was 12, which is What If the X-Men had Stayed in Asgard. And then I don't see him anymore, but Rob Liefeld is supposed to be credited
On a what
on
if?
one of them, yeah. And then there was a they had done a proposal to do a Young Avengers team, and what's fascinating about that is they submitted this stuff, and they had picked Namorita, Vance Astro, and Turbo, and a bunch of characters that turned out into be New Warriors. It's so weird. And they never published their book. I didn't realize Valentino did several of these. Rob was saying that he was really into like the what ifs. And I want to pick these up now. There's a he did a What If Spider-Man Had Married Black Cat?
Didn't know that Valentino had done this.
And he did What If the Fantastic Four Had All the Same Power? That's interesting. And he drew them too. And the What If the X-Men Had Stayed in Asgard? And I'm trying to find out if there's anything else because I thought Rob had was credited on something, but I can't find it. Oh, there he is. Number 7 is the one we want. What if Wolverine was an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.? That's what it
There, yeah,
was.
breakdowns by Valentino and art by
Rob
Liefeld.
Liefeld.
There you go, it's only $8.
Yeah, I want to get that one. So I'm gonna and then he did number 5 too, with John Rosen, It's what if the Vision had destroyed the Avengers? So no podcast gets me to buy more shit than Rob's. Like he'll mention some shit like this, and it's like, oh man. Vince does that to me too, 'cause
Yeah.
he reads a lot of obscure stuff that I just never
It's
had.
not on your radar, yeah.
Yeah. And Joe Crawford and Kirk also get me to read stuff just because they have a lot of knowledge of indies when I really didn't give a crap about indies, you know? I didn't get into the indies until the 80s, and I was very particular. Like I just went in with Judge Dredd, the Fleetway stuff. And I got a few issues of like Aztec Ace and but really, man, I was hardcore into Marvel and DC. I was just skimming the surface. And I had no desire to like I read what I read and I enjoyed it, but I at that time it was like I didn't want to spend my money on independents. And they were always a little bit more. There were always like a quarter more or something. And I was like, I don't want to spend an extra quarter on that.
Yeah, it's weird. We had different starts, I guess, to our comic book journey.
Yeah, you like to experiment.
Well, because I walked into it not knowing anything. I mean, because I'd read. I mean, when I was younger, I just sporadically read comics off the spinner rack, every once in a while, but I was never really that into them. But then in When was it? I think it was like freshman year of high school. There was a comic book store near the school that we used to go to. And I didn't really know what to get or anything. So I just kind of, bought what looked good to me and ended up that some of it was independent stuff and some of it, because I didn't know like Marvel, DC, independent. So I just kind of grabbed books that looked
Yeah,
interesting.
you didn't know that, like, me, it was all about, I don't know, like, the characters that the TV cartoons got me into, really,
Right. Yeah.
Super Friends. It was Super Friends that got me hooked and said,
Yeah,
hey,
I was big into Super Friends.
I
Yeah,
can't
I don't know
get.
why that I didn't like. Maybe it was 'cause like I was a little bit older when I got into the comics. Well, older, 13 years old.
Yeah.
But maybe I was I watched Super Friends when I was like a kid,
But you're a teenager, yeah. You're a
I'm a
teenager, so
teenager
it's
now,
like
so.
not, yeah, the chicks, the pheromones are going off, your hormones
That's right. I'm
and
gonna look
sparks
for
are firing. I want those rated X comics.
movie
Heck,
books.
I
Yeah,
want
where's the
cherry Pop
heavy
Tart. What the hell is this in heavy metal? I don't want to see what Captain America's doing. Screw that.
Exactly. But then at the same time, I mean, I did get the superhero stuff as well because that's when I mean, I was getting all the, but mostly Marvel stuff. So I was getting.
It wasn't until the 90s that I started to experiment. Like I
Yeah.
realized I in the 90s I realized, oh, there's so much more. That's when things changed, and it's still my favorite decade because the comics were that was a way to release all my stress from college and exams and stuff. Like that was like how I decompressed. So they meant more to me in that decade than any other decade because of that. So it's like that's when I was exploring. Like I was buying all kinds of shit. That's even in college, I was buying like Ramba, which is a Triple X comic. I was like, what the hell? I was buying everything that I could get my hands on
Yeah.
at the time.
And in college is when I moved to totally independent stuff. I wasn't getting any
Yeah.
Marvel and DC stuff around that age. But there was ton I mean, there was a lot of amazing independent stuff coming out at that time too.
And I was working two jobs, so I had the money, and my parents weren't charging me room and board. I had to pay for my college and I had to pay for my insurance on the car. And I had no car payment because I just bought the car. So I just had to worry. My only ongoing payment was the car insurance. And then all the other stuff, my room and board was paid for because that's what my dad says. He's like, I can't pay for any of your college, but if you want to go to college here, you can stay here and have free room and board. And I'm like, oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, it works.
My best friend, he was in the basketball team with me, and he fell into the other. He was the only friend I had on the basketball team that fell into two cliques. That I fell in, the geek clique, like the brain clique, like the good grades, and the jock clique. And he would always tell me, like, man, you're so stupid for staying in state. But I told him, I said, I have a presidential scholarship. They're paying for everything except for books. Why would I not go here? And he's like, you need to get out. You need to explore the world. And he ended up going to like Arizona State and then coming back to UNM. So it was like, and I'm sure he had a blast. I don't,
Yeah.
I'm sure he did everything he ever wanted to do, but because he went out there, he graduated after me because he was too busy partying. But come on in, Harley. You want to talk about Animal Castle next?
Sure, let me find it. Oh, I also did read Third Wave. That was one that you had read
Oh,
previously
yeah, I like that one a lot.
that I also read. I
What'd you think?
liked it. It was not what I was expecting, so. It was enjoyable.
Well, that's the thing that I think I liked about it. It's not
Yeah, I
a
thought it was gonna be a
surf. It's
surf book,
not
but it's not a surf
it's not a
book.
surf comic, but it uses the surf theme.
Yeah,
It's
that
a
that's the
the main
background.
character works at a surf shop, and he's always picked on and bullied, and he comes from a bad life, and the guy that owns the surf shop kind of brings him under his wing. And he's on the witness protection program, and he's involved in all kinds of other shit.
Yeah, so it turns out to be more of a crime type book instead of a surf book. But it's interesting because, yeah, the guy owns the surf shop, which is appears to be very popular as well.
Yeah, I dug it. I
But I
really
like
dug
it.
it.
Yeah, that one was from, that's a Scout Comics one
It felt a
book.
lot like that Keanu Reeves movie kind of thing,
Point
but
Break.
yeah, Point Break.
Yeah.
It felt like a different take on it to me. Like, it was interesting.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. What did I give that book?
I can't remember either. I probably gave it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen my review of it. Yeah, I would give it a 4 out of 5. Oh, there it is. Yeah, 4 to 5.
A lot of times it just depends on when I'm reading something. Like I can read a book or watch a movie and it just hits me right because I'm in the mood for it.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah,
I
for
re
sure.
when we when
Just
we go
about.
over movies, I rated some movies for 5 out of 5s because they just there were things I never heard of and they just like knocked me on my, you know, the I really dug them a lot. But I like getting surprised, I guess, by something that I don't expect a lot out of.
Yeah, for sure.
Animal
Very
Castle was,
rewarding.
for me, this is written by Xavier Doranson, and the art is by Felix Delep. And he also does the colors, or partial of the colors. And it's kind of like what I expected. I expected like an Animal Farm kind of thing. Like, what was it? Who wrote that Animal Farm? I can't remember who wrote it.
Orwell.
Orwell. James Orwell?
Not James.
George Orwell?
Yeah, George. Yes. His
I read.
brother James did the art on the cover art.
I read that as a long, long time ago. I read that like in middle school, Animal Farm. I guess when I saw the solicit on this, I thought it was going to be an Animal Farm, and it kind of is. It's kind of like a real life situation in medieval times
Well,
with
they kind of,
animals.
I think they kind of hearken to that maybe on the first page where it says, "On the farm, all animals were equal, in the castle, some are more equal than others."
Yeah. And I guess I like this more as I was reading on, but I really don't like the way they portray dogs in here.
Dogs are the assholes.
It bugs me because I'm a dog guy, not a cat guy, and the cats are like the ones you're sympathetic to, and it was really bugging me just from that perspective. 'Cause I really felt sorry for this cat. Like, the main
main
cat
character.
has two kids, and she's like the smartest of the most logical ones. You know, like they're building this castle for this king, which we never
Right.
see.
Yeah, 'cause the concept of it is that they're at this castle and over the years all the humans have died out and now just the animals are there and they've evolved and can talk now.
But it still breaks down to the elite and the peasants. You know what I
Right,
mean?
they've created a hierarchy, yeah, amongst
But they
themselves.
the artist and the writer do a really good job of making you feel. I felt hungry, like when they're starving. Like I don't know if it's because I was hungry too, but I really felt bad for like the two kittens that were like, "Are we gonna get any food,
They're
Mom?"
very sympathetic, yeah.
Yeah, it's like damn, and then they were taking more food away, and then that one chicken held an egg back, and they slaughtered her. The dogs did.
Yeah, the dogs ate the chicken because it wouldn't give
Yeah.
up its egg. And she's like, "But it's my egg."
Yeah.
They're like, "No, it's our egg. It's everyone's egg. You have to contribute." Yeah, and then I can't remember who convinces the others to start rebelling. Was it the
The
duck?
goose.
Yeah.
It's the goose.
Yeah, the goose starts talking like, "Hey, why are they treating us like this? They can't do this to us. We need to fight back." And that doesn't go so well for them.
Yeah.
So their first attempt at mutiny fails.
It looks like it's gonna succeed because they have the donkeys, they have the big animals, right?
Yeah, they had a lot of animals.
Yeah.
Go against these guard dogs.
And then one of the main spokes the spokesman for the king is the rooster. But man, these animals are starving and they're having to give everything up for the king.
Yeah, and they work for buttons and then they trade in their buttons for food.
And then they're not even accepting the buttons. That's what the last speech is about.
Oh, and I like the there's like a gigolo rabbit.
Yeah. I forgot about that jackrabbit. He's like all the women are waiting outside there, and then the cat goes to talk to him, and she's like, "I'm gonna cut off your balls."
He yeah he tra he they the
Because they're making too much noise for the kids.
Yeah,
He says,
And
I'm not going to stop making the noise. That's part of my spiel.
part of Yeah, because the female rabbits bring a carrot, and then he'll impregnate them.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I forgot about that. Glad you mentioned that, 'cause that's a big part of the story. There were at least 3 pages on that.
So I enjoyed this.
What'd you give it?
I think I had 4 out of 5.
Same.
And at the back, there's a preview of Laura number one.
Yeah, there is. So, do you want to talk about Good Boy since we're talking about animals?
Yeah, an anthropomorphic episode here.
This one was the one I liked the least because it read too much like John Wick. It even used the same name, John. And
I didn't notice that.
I didn't go to look up what John's wife's name was, but I bet it was that.
Really? Don't think you'd get in trouble if you did that?
I don't know, because you could say, oh, this is satire. This is what if the dog lived and it's.
Yeah, I guess you figured they'd have to put somewhere. No, I guess you wouldn't if it was just satire. I don't know, that's an interesting question. I'm gonna look it up. John Wick's wife.
What is her name? In this one, it mentions her name. I read 2 issues of this.
All right, her name is Helen. What does it say? What is the wife in this book?
I'm trying to look it up. Maybe it was the second issue that it does that.
Oh, Tiffany.
Oh, so it's not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same. But it's basically, it is weird that they use John, even though it's spelled differently.
Yeah. It uses the same premise though. The wife dies first, and then it's just
Yeah.
John and him, and they're working for an organization that they want to get out of, which is sort of like the John Wick organization. They're killers. And then somebody comes and kills John, and now the dog is going to look for revenge.
Right, but the dog is, yeah, it's an anthropomorphic dog.
But the flashback scenes, he's not. It's weird. Did you notice that? Look at the beginning where, like, the
Oh, yeah, you're
second
right.
page.
Yeah.
So when did he become anthropomorphic? Like, I don't understand.
So is it all in his head?
It could be. I after reading 2 issues, it looks like it's real.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the other characters that are the villains are anthropomorphic too.
But when the Yeah, strange.
This is a SourcePoint Press book. Animal Castle was ablaze. Third Wave was Scout. Girl Scout was Image. And Mega was Red 5.
Wow, we're good. And then we have a Antarctic Press. Oh, we do have another source point.
Yeah, another source point.
Oh, we almost hit it. And then we have a Binge. Wow, we're covering like all the publishers today.
Yeah.
All the indie publishers
This
today.
is written by Garrett Gunn and Christina Blanche with art by Kit Wallace. So this one I think I would have I gave this a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, that's
But
what I get it.
I think I would have liked it more if it was, I guess, a little bit more original.
Didn't like that there was so many like flash explanatory captions, like they
Yeah.
kind of explained everything in captions.
I thought the art was great for the story, though. And
Yeah, I did like
I like the colors a lot, and the lettering I thought was great because it's like nice and big for my old eyes.
it. Yeah, I can read it without my reading glasses on.
Yeah.
That's good for old people.
Yeah, it is. So that was Good Boy. And then I actually had three source point. I think you took a pass on Rise of Dracula.
I did. Yeah, I didn't
And I
put that
think
one
you
on.
took a pass on it 'cause it was a sequel to one of the other ones we
One of the
read.
other Dracula books.
I think that's why you took a pass on it, because you
That
didn't like the
sounds
other one.
likely. Well, if I didn't, yeah, I didn't. If I didn't get the other one, then.
No, you got the other one.
But just the first issue, right?
Yeah, but I think you didn't pursue it because you didn't like it.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't love it or really like it, so.
Didn't make the cut.
This one's much the same. I'm going to give this one a 3 out of 5. This.
I just found some comics that were in the wrong pile. I haven't read these yet.
Rise of Dracula. Really nice art. This is by Rick Davis and Pius Calzada. And this is like, what if the vampires took over the government in Washington, D.C., and it looks like they're going to expand outside of Washington. And there's one vampire that seems to be protecting the humans, and I don't really know why, but she is. The other ones are using them as a just like cattle, you know. They're just food. And there's like these party girls that go to, like, if you ever saw Blade, and they're in that like that rave, you know, and the rave, they're all the vampires are dancing, and then the sprinklers kick off, and there's like blood coming out of the sprinkler heads, and they're drinking blood as they're partying. That kind of happens at the end. They're having that rave, and then all of a sudden, this guy with a cross on his in a overcoat and hat comes in, and he's like, "Give 'em hell, boys!" And they have like crusader outfits and these certain types of guns. Whatever their guns are, the vampires don't like them because they hit them and they explode, just like in Blade, I think. So it opens up very much like that. And I think the man, I wish I could remember what the other vampire title was, because I can check to see if the creative team was the same. Really beautiful cover. That's the one thing that's the draw for a lot of these Dracula books from Source Point Press, is they're putting a lot of money on the art cover artist, I think, because they're really great covers. And then the next Source Point Press book that we both read is the Winchester Mystery House.
Found the vampire one name, but I think
And that's issues 1 through 3.
yes.
Did you go away far from your mic? You
I
sound
was.
far away now.
Do I sound far away?
No, now you're fine.
Better. I must
It
have
sounded
moved.
like you went to go get some Cheetos or something and then you came back.
I was eating.
Oh.
I muted myself.
What were you eating? Cheetos? Goldfish?
Nutri-Grain bar.
Oh.
Don't eat goldfish. My kids eat goldfish. I
I'd
don't
eat
like goldfish.
goldfish.
I'm not into goldfish. I'm gonna eat a cracker, I'll eat a better cracker than a goldfish.
I bet if you were at a con and you were really hungry and we were walking around, you'd have a goldfish.
And in my pocket was a package of goldfish. I would
And
definitely
all
be
me
there.
and Barb had at the hotel was goldfish. You'd be all over it. You'd be like, God, these are delicious
Bet
goldfish.
you'd grab a handful of goldfish and bring
Yeah.
them into the con and then
Yeah.
refuse to share them.
We're looking through boxes, and all of a sudden I look back and you're eating. And I'm like, God, I wish I could have some of that. And Bill's response is, well, you should have brought some.
It's true.
Yeah.
You could have put one in your pocket just like I did.
Yeah.
Get your own mini bar. So this book is it's by Dustin Werner with art by Dust. Wait, I got the name. I mixed up the names. Wr
Joshua.
written by Joshua Werner, art by Dustin Irvin, and lettering by Justin Birch.
Did you ever see the movie
I did not. I
with
forgot about that
Helen
movie.
Mirren? Yeah, it's really good. It's a
Yeah.
lot like this comic.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is based on a
True story.
the true story of the Winchester Mystery House, which did we read a comic about this? Like another comic about it?
I don't think so. I think I watched the movie, but oh no, there was a Dark Horse book, but I don't re it
Oh
didn't
yeah.
have Winchester in the name. There was. You're 100% right. And I kind of roughly remember it, but I don't recall what it was called. Maybe it had Devil in the name or something. It didn't have
Oh,
Winchester House, but it had.
Winchester House is on Tubi, so I will add it to my watch list.
It's worth it.
Watch it on the Tubi.
Just to even see the construction of the house.
Yeah, so for people who, I mean, I would expect most people have heard of this before. Oh, there's a couple other. There's also The Haunting of the Winchester House on Tubi. I'll add that to my list too.
What year is that one? Does it say?
2009.
Okay, yeah,
So it's earlier. Probably terrible, but.
I found them. There is no terrible movies. There's only terrible viewers.
I disagree.
Just
Disagree.
that's the way I feel about comic books too.
There's no such thing as a bad comic.
It's not the thing as a bad comic. There's just bad reviewers.
You should put that on the, we'll put that in the back of our comics. A pull quote. That'll be the pull quote. There's no such thing as bad comics, only bad
Only bad
reviewers.
reviewers. Geek Brunch Comics.
The logo of our company.
Like Rise of Dracula, I didn't really care for, but I still gave it a 3 out of 5. You know, like I always find something I like about it.
Yeah, it's rare that you give a.
And movies are the same. I mean,
Don't know if I've given anything a 1 out of 5. I don't know if I've given 2 out of 5s.
I have given a 2 out of 5, I think, recently.
I don't think I've given a 1 out of 5. That'd have to be garbage to give a 1 out of 5.
I know there was another comic called Winchester because I was looking up in my database and I was like, huh. From slave labor.
So yeah, and so the concept of Winchester, so it's based on the woman who was the wife of the guy who started the Winchester Gun Company, and after he passed away, she, well, I guess how the story begins, she buys a house in California.
Well, before she travels a lot, because she's well versed, she has a lot of money, and they even call her, they even say, she was training, to be a mason.
Did it say it in this book? I don't remember
Yeah, a
that.
Freemason.
Oh, that's different than a Mason.
Like, you know, the, like, what, Benjamin Franklin was a Freemason, right?
Yeah, that's that
Yeah.
group, yeah.
And that's where she learned about spirits and supernatural and seances and stuff like that. And like when
Yeah.
she builds the house, she wants the center room to be like the seance room.
Right, because isn't the whole concept of it that she built this house with all these weird rooms and doors that don't go anywhere because she was getting visited by the
Spirits
ghosts of people who died at
by
the
the
hands
gun.
of, yeah, the guns that her husband sold.
Yeah, so every person that died from a Winchester rifle was haunting this or walking around. And she was trying to build a place where she could safely keep them there without them hurting others. And they had like weird rules where she'd have her construction crews. Like when she hired them, she said the job is never done. Like you usually go and say, okay, you're gonna build 4 rooms. It's gonna take this much time, blah blah blah. She said, all of you guys are employed indefinitely. You're just gonna
Right.
keep building, and you're gonna work around the clock, 24 hours, even at night. And
Yeah,
somebody's all,
that was the other interesting thing is, yeah, there's always a crew there.
and there's somebody's always gonna be hammering, and their hammering should never stop. So when there's a shift change, the new shift's got to come in and start hammering before the other guy can stop.
Right, it has to be constant work. Work can never
Constant
stop.
hammering, because the hammering is what keeps the ghosts at bay.
Yeah, and I thought the other interesting thing, I didn't know this because I haven't seen the movie or really read much about her other than just articles or whatnot. But she got a gardener to come in and brought in like really exotic plants from around the world. Like it was a really. And I don't know if that's still there to this day, but I'm guessing it is the back garden with all the exotic plants and stuff. Like bringing in trees from different countries and things.
Yeah. And her niece comes to stay with her. That's important. But I don't know if that happens in later issues. Because her niece is her protector.
Yeah, I don't remember which issue she came
It's
in.
maybe two. Issue two in the later part. And then she plays a big part in three because
Right.
there's another rich guy that wants to build a railroad through her property. That part I don't get, because how could you do that? How could you say, I'm going to build this through your property? Like, I know that happened a lot in the Wild West. Like,
Yeah.
we're going to build this, and then you would even be threatened sometimes to leave your property if you didn't want to sell. But it just seems like she was so well-to-do. How could this guy come and say, I'm going to put a railroad through your property? Barb says because she's a woman. And that kind of is right, because they were saying, those guys were talking bad about her. The
Yeah,
rich guys.
why wouldn't he be able to do that? If
Yeah.
he's rich and he's building this railroad. Obviously, he has the support of
The city.
whatever, yeah, whatever politicians or whatever. He's probably paying off all the politicians,
Yeah.
and they're probably like, yeah, you can build your railroad wherever you want. We'll support you. So yeah, he just goes to people and says, hey, we're putting a railroad through here. You don't like it? Go talk to your politician because they're going to tell you the same thing. Was he paying her? I can't remember for the putting the railroad through.
I think he was, but she's.
Yeah,
I
but
think
she doesn't want a railroad through
well,
her
she was not. No,
backyard.
she was not. As she's talking to her niece, she was not hesitant to like build the railroad, because she thinks she was all for communications and transportation and stuff like this. It was
Yeah,
the
I
way
remember
he was
seeing that.
doing it. She
I
explicitly
rubbed her the
said,
wrong way.
"You're she's do he's doing it for all the wrong reasons." Like, it's not. If he had come to her with the right reasons, she would have been okay with it.
Yeah.
She thinks this guy's an asshole, and he is, because and then his wife, they lost their son, and she knows that Miss Winchester is into the seance, and she wants to talk to her son again. So she goes to the house and talks to the niece, and the niece is like, "Oh, you're this person that's building the railroad. Get the hell out of here." So she comes back and she's mad, and she's like, "Well, let's do something to the niece, because her Miss Winchester's not there, the house this house is not staffed fully because they're off giving food to the orphans. So let's go take advantage of the situation."
Yeah, and that's one of the things. She had that big garden out back, and they used to take all the fruit and stuff and take it to the or local orphanage.
And then there's some interesting scenes in there, because there's like one guy that gets exposed to ghosts and he starts to lose his mind. And then another guy that's a black man that actually shoots the other guy because he's surprised, and there's ghosts in the building, and he has to go into hiding, and Miss Winchester's like protecting that guy because they're gonna hang him. So there's that interesting aspect, and some of those little tidbits are interesting to see. I don't remember that in the movie, and I don't remember historically if, like, what's
If that actually
fiction and
happened,
yeah.
yeah.
That I can see happening though, like a guy accidentally gets shot, like whether they're ghosts in the house or whatever, that's
Right, but yeah, if you believe there's ghosts in the house and you get spooked, then I could, yeah, you could, I could see
accidentally
you,
getting shot,
yeah, accidentally hurting someone.
And this is there's gonna be a sequel, I guess, to finish this off. So I think they're just taking a pause for the cause, and then we'll get a new volume two.
Yeah, because this one ends with a bunch of ghosts attacking some intruders in the house.
Yeah, because they're supposed the intruders are going to try to kidnap the niece or kill the niece.
Yeah, they're gonna take her out, but the house protected her. I like the one guy who falls through a window because there's a window in the floor. He runs across it and falls through. He was also drunk, so.
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was a good read. It was a, I enjoyed it. And I will get the next volume.
Yeah, I want to. As soon as this COVID stuff ends, I want to go visit this place. I really do.
Yeah, do they do tours and stuff there?
They used to. I heard rumor that they might be closing for a while, but I didn't remember. Can you visit Winchester House? They used to do tours.
That would be cool.
Tours. The guided tour through 110 of the 160 rooms. Damn, you can't go through all of them. Damn it.
Well, some of them you probably can't even get to
Yeah, 'cause they're That's true.
behind a sealed wall.
Man, this thing looks crazy. If you just go to the tour site and you look down on top of the way this thing is built, it
Yeah.
looks insane. Let's see, buy tickets. Let's go right now, Bill. Gonna see what the price
Gonna buy a
is.
ticket.
If they.
That's a beautiful house.
Yeah.
All right, it says tickets on sale now. Axe throwing at the stables Friday through Sunday. Oh, do they do an escape room there?
I don't know, it's not liking my click on the buy tickets because I have all my cookies disabled. I have all kinds of safety precautions on my browsers. It doesn't want me to go there.
Won't let you.
I'll have
I
to
can get
check.
there. Daily estate tours, buy tickets.
That's because you have no security on your browsers.
Oh, yeah, it looks like you buy tickets. It must be open.
How much does it say?
$42.
For a full tour, or are there more tours?
It just says daily estate tour. But it says Victoria Gardens and outer buildings. Oh, are included. Let's see. We offer two different tours: mansion tour or explore more tour. What? Oh, there's two different ones. There's a mansion. Okay. Wait, don't you have like a combo? I guess you have to do them separately. There's a mansion tour, which is 42, and there's explore more tour. Oh, which you can add on for $23.
That's what I would do. I would do the whole thing.
Yeah, you might as well just do the whole explore more. I'll say how much to explore the rooms that aren't accessible by the average person. Total duration 1 hour. That seems very quick.
Well, it says it breaks down the minutes. It
That's
says
like
there's
30 seconds a room.
the mansion tour is 65 minutes. The mansion tour exits into the gift shop. Da 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 da. 20 minutes and then 25 minutes walk through the Victorian Gardens. That takes, and then 70 minutes is the explore tour. So
Yeah, that says
you're there quite a bit if you're going through the
yeah,
whole
the whole
thing.
thing. Explore More says takes guests to areas of the house never before open to the public, or which have been off
Yeah.
limits for decades.
This sounds so fucking cool, man.
Where is this place? San Jose.
Sarah's Attic Shooting Gallery. Enjoy a variety of on-site activities, vintage arcade games, and Sarah's Attic Shooting Gallery. This sounds like a great time, Barb. We should go. Let's go in the spring.
Where is it?
San Jose.
Do you know the way to San Jose?
And then we could check that off because I want to see this house. And maybe they have even a special tour.
Where do I sign up for the extra special
Well, when we
tour?
went to the, what was the place Stephen King wrote the book? What was that? Estes Park. What is the name of the hotel? Stanley Hotel. It took a
The
while for
Shining
the,
Hotel.
it took a while to register that in the white dots. I had to find another registry in my brain.
You had to find another pathway to
Another
connect the
pathway to
points.
connect the point. They had several tours there, and one of the tours was like a ghost tour. So I wonder if they have like, well, let's
Ghost
go
tour.
ghost tour. And when they did the ghost tour, they would take you to these places that supposedly have hauntings, and then they would shut off all the lights and see if you feel anything. Do you feel anything going through your body?
Then they blow on your neck.
Yeah, I was like, who's playing with my anus right now? I don't
That's right.
know.
I feel a tingling. Where do you feel a tingling,
I
sir? In my
feel
anus.
it.
Oh, that's just my finger, sir.
Don't worry, it's
Now
part of
it
the tour. Don't.
goes. Nothing to fear, sir. It's not
That's
a
not
ghost.
my finger. This one I gave a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I believe I gave it a 4 out of 5 as well. Yes, 4 out of 5.
The
Well, we're
first
in agreement so far.
issue was a lot like factual, like it was just like laying down ch-ch-ch-ch.
Yeah, setting up
And then it seemed like
the
the
story.
issues after that, it was more like plot driven.
Supernatural.
Yeah, like you were inside of the plot of the story.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was good. I quite enjoyed it. I thought it was very well done.
So I don't know if you had Fright Night. I don't know if you found it.
I did not find it.
Super Sleepy, and we have Alias.
I did read Super Sleepy and Alias. That's what I was going to look for. I was going to look for my original Alias to compare.
Yeah, it was published by Now Comics.
Where do I have those? Oh, Marvel Fanfare. Don't get distracted, Bill. Don't get distracted.
If you sort them by publisher, it's Now Comics.
Oh, it's just in a stack. Oh, there it is. I found it.
I would assume that it just has ads and it's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Because Now Comics probably has a lot of ads. The Antarctic had no ads. And it doesn't have any credits. Did you notice that? The Antarctic only has the credits on the cover.
I did notice that. Because I think I was trying to figure out who the artist was or something.
I was doing the same.
And I'm like, it's not in here anywhere. Which is strange, because in the Now Comics one, they have a big box, like on the first page.
Yeah.
Up on the, you see that big white area up on the like right?
Yeah,
right
they have corner? The credits.
Yeah, they have a credit box right there. So here's the credits. Chuck Dixon's story, Todd Fox breakdowns, Enrique Villagran finishes, and then H. Sanfilippo and S. this is some name. Deschick. No, wait. Deknik painted colors.
Deschick.
A lot of people working on this. Alias created by Catherine Llewellyn and Tony Caputo. No, wait. Created by. Wow, that's weird. Cover painting by Bill Sienkiewicz. But this one is not Bill Sienkiewicz cover. It's a different cover.
Yeah.
And interesting, the original one was in color, but this one's in black and white.
Really? Mm-hmm. Why do you think they would do that?
I'm not sure. Probably because the coloring in the original one's like the old style of coloring, maybe, and they figured they'd have to recolor it.
You can see the circles, or no? Not that old school.
No, it's not that. What's the date on this thing? '89. I think it's 90. July of 90, so early 90s. But I actually liked the black and white. I thought it looked really good.
It does.
I was quite impressed with the art, actually.
Why did they stop doing inking on a lot of books? Is it because of the color process now, the digital coloring?
I think it's just because of digital. You can darken the pencils.
Darken the pencils and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an art form in itself, but I guess I preferred where there were... You can notice the difference between something that's inked and something that's digitally colored.
Yeah.
The opening to this scene is pretty, pretty freaking brutal, and you don't know even why. This guy's like celebrating his 70th birthday. And, he's dating the daughter of this older man, and he's talking about, like, he wants to get into become a mechanic. Right now he just details cars at a car dealership, and now he wants to be more of a mechanic, and this guy's like, well, I have a lot of tools. I'm not using my tools anymore. Let me take you down to the basement and I can show you all these tools and you can have some of these tools. So he's being a really kind dude.
Yeah, what a nice guy.
Takes him down there and this dude murders him. He takes a screwdriver with the back of a screwdriver and then he leaves. He never tells the girl who he's been courting for, I don't know, months at a time. And just leaves, and now he's dead. But there's something with the mother.
Well, the mother came down like right after he did it.
Well, that's because I think the mother hired him.
Yeah, she's like, "Oh, I didn't know I didn't know you were the
And it's because I think the mother, like, the daughter's talking to him. I can't believe my dad's dead, blah blah blah. And he she, your dad might not have been the most good man, like he had a dark past or something.
killer."
She lets him know. And then he's sort of like off to another job, and then there's an FBI guy who's sort of profiling this guy's killings.
Yeah, he's noticing a pattern. He's like, there's all these murders that are happening, and there's no connection between any of them, but they're all very efficient, and there's no evidence. And he's like, it looks like the same person's doing them. And all the other cops are like, what are you talking about? They're not connected. But he's determined. So he's on his trail. And I like that. So the next job, he has to go to what was it, like a rich guy or a mafia guy or something?
He's a rich guy. I don't know if he might have ties to the mafia because this other guy wants to kill him too.
Yeah, there's two hitmen basically are hired there.
By different people.
Yeah.
His wife or his sister hires this one guy, and then the main alias character, he gets hired by somebody else, and he's like, "Why don't we team up?" That's pretty messed up. And he goes, "Okay, that sounds like a good idea." And he goes, "Well, I know how the house is laid out. We gotta do this, we gotta do that." And that guy's like, "Wow, this guy really did his homework. I'm gonna go
Yeah.
with him. Oh, you take the front door, I'll take the back door."
The other guy's like, I usually just kind of rush it, run in and just kill him.
Yeah.
He's like, no, we have to plan this all out, because he's planned it where to go in when the lawn people are there
Because
doing
they have
the yard.
sensors.
Yeah, because they turn off the sensors and stuff, and there's enough noise to cover up any noise that they make.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Yeah, you go in the okay. You go in the front door. I'll sneak around the
I felt bad for that guy though, because I kind of liked him. Like
back."
I really felt like, what did he just do to
Yeah,
deserve,
why he didn't
that?
deserve
He
it. He
didn't
didn't
do.
deserve his fate. Yeah.
Because he sends him down the wrong path, and he knows there's guard dogs, and
They send them to
he
guard dogs.
gets killed by the guard dogs.
But I mean, that was the way, I guess, for the alias guy to take care of the guard dogs.
Yeah. And get all the money for his hit, I guess. He didn't have to split it now.
Get the credit, yeah.
But the other guy's argument is, he ends up dead, we both get paid by different people, you know?
Oh, if he had lived, yeah. Well, maybe the alias guy was like, I'll send him down with the guard dogs. If he lives, he lives. If he doesn't, he doesn't. I
Yep.
it's a win-win for him, right? Because if he lives, then he'll split the money with them. But in either case, he's taking care of the guard dogs, so. This is good. I really liked it.
Yeah. I didn't know it existed before.
Yeah, there was published before.
Yeah, I did not know that until you told me the last episode.
If they collected, I'll probably get the collection in black and white, because I do like the black and white art a lot.
What
Actually
does it look
prefer.
like in color? Is it look worse or?
Doesn't look worse. Let me I'll take a picture of the two next to each other. I'll send it to you. Let's do the opening page here. What did you give this?
I gave it a 4 out of 5.
I gave it a 5 out of 5.
I had no 5 out of 5s this week. But a 4 out of 5 is still damn good. But the next one we have a binge book, and this is like Harvey Comics. And Ursula Burton has worked on The Office, Curb Your Enthusiasm. And this is drawn by Jeff Schultz, which he did Peanuts. He's also done Archie and stuff. And it introduces readers to Super Sleepy, Gargirl, Adventure Russ, Cosmic Ray, Lynn Venter, some really cool names.
Yeah, Linventor.
Señor Uva's Fruitopia, Julian Hare of the Billionaire. So it's like a takeoff of Casper.
Yeah, Gargoyles, Casper, Jillian Eyre is Richie
Is
Rich.
Richie Rich?
Senor Uvo is a different thing altogether.
Lynn Venter? Was there an inventor in Harvey?
I don't remember. Well, who's Super Sleepy supposed to be? I think that's original too. I don't know
Yeah,
if that was
that's original too. The whole premise of Super Sleepy, she's a female kid that has a mascot. Well, actually, it's not a mascot. It has an animal sheep called Sleepy or something like that. And she gets she goes her she's supposed to protect people's dreams. And when people fall asleep and they're having nightmares or they can't sleep, that's when her alarm goes off and she has to go fix the situation. And she runs into a bunch of other characters that have pretty cool names. I'm trying to remember some of them, but they're like plays off of words. Like there's a nightmare, but I forget what they call her. Like Nightmary. I think it's Nightmary.
Yeah, the tons. Okay, I posted a picture of the first page of Alias
On Facebook
to the
or
Twitters.
no Twitters.
So if you listeners go to at DBM00 on Twitter and you can see the comparison.
I'm going there right now so I can see.
You can see it. I don't know why they left the credit box out. That's really maybe because it's not colored, so they could have edited it, taken out
Well,
the.
maybe they had the original art pages and they didn't have it. This was added afterward.
I guess they could have recreated it though. That
Yeah, you think they would.
seems like a they just messed up. Why wouldn't you put the credits in?
My coloring's still nice.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It doesn't hinder the artwork. I mean, the artwork's a little finer and cleaner, but I like it.
Yeah. And with
So,
Antarctic, you get the last two issues that were never published.
it's just good.
All right, Super Sleepy. What were you saying?
Oh, I was just saying that I gave the premise of Super Sleepy. That she would go out there and rescue people that are having nightmares or having trouble
Yeah,
sleeping or
trouble sleeping.
insomnia or all kinds of things like that.
Yeah.
She rescues a werewolf at a haunted house.
So
She
Super
fights
Sleepy
nightmare.
was actually one of my least favorites of the stories,
I
ironically.
like Super Sleepy, but the one I really wanted more of, I wanted more of the collector guy. The guy that would save like people's or find people's collectibles. I liked that concept a lot. And I liked
Yeah, which guy was that? Was that the
let me see if I can find him. He only has like one
Yeah,
pagers.
the one, yeah. I didn't trying to find. Was that the Adventure Russ.
Yeah, Adventure Russ.
Yeah, I like
the
Adventure Russ a
Finder
lot.
Of
yeah.
Lost Toys.
Yeah, I like Adventure
And then the
Russ.
other one I liked was we only saw one page of her is Jillian Hare to the Billionaire.
Yeah, I liked her too.
Bajillionaire. But I love Richie Rich, so that's what I tend
sure.
to like. So those
I think there's only one story of hers too. And the other one I like was Gargirl. I like Gargirl a lot too, her stories.
Gargirl was my least favorite of the bunch.
I liked it. Well, I like Casper, so. And I like the idea of a statue. So her deal is she's a statue that's alive, and she can bring other statues to life by touching them.
Yeah, and interesting enough, she has a run-in with Medusa.
Yeah, she has a run-in with Medusa.
I like Super Sleepy, and I think it would have worked better. Like when, I think it would have worked better if it wasn't so much of it. In other words, if they had spent
yeah.
more time, like if we had like one good story of Super Sleepy, it would have been better. And then if we got more story of the other characters, like instead of just a one pager, I think I would have liked it more. Like more of a smattering of. All the different things
right.
that were happening.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and yeah, I was wondering how they were going to do this because, I mean, the title of the book is Super Sleepy. So obviously it's focused on her, but I don't know why they just didn't do just an anthology where you have an equal number of stories from each of the characters. I think that would have been better. But then it's interesting at the, where was it? I swear at the back of it, at the back they have a cover of Sleepy. I don't know if these are coming up, upcoming issues, but Super Sleepy number 2 and Gargirl number 1.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I don't know how they're exactly breaking these up, but yeah, I think I would probably liked it better if it was just
an anthology of these
just an
things.
An anthology where we had an equal number of each of these stories, like one story from each of them or whatever, or two stories or whatnot.
My favorite Super Sleepy story was when she fought the telemarketer. I like
that.
Was,
I think that was the opening story.
Yeah,
that
was the opening story. And then Lynn Venter's funny because she can make all these inventions, but she's like a beaker doing the experiments.
Mm-hmm.
They don't always go so well. Señor Olva, I probably like that the least.
Yeah, that's just like this round, they're just one pagers.
Round booger is what I liked.
Around uvula. There were a bunch of Gargirl stories. I did like that.
Yeah, she teamed up with Super Sleepy. There was one where they were at a picnic and they were all in there. Like they were,
yeah,
all
I did
the characters
that.
Were
yeah.
in there.
Even ones I think that didn't even have stories.
Yeah.
Or till later.
When I read this, I really felt like I need a few more Richie Rich comics in my collection, which I don't have that much.
Yeah.
I don't have many. I only have like 2, I think. And I would like to. Well, the other character that's been, I've been itching to get at is Popeye for some reason. But that's not a Harvey character, but might have been published by Harvey at one time. Popeye's been around.
Yeah, he did go through a number of publishers. I can't even find the stupid Richie Rich story in here. Was it just like one page?
It was one page. That was a story
was
where she goes camping. And all she has is the
bag.
She brings the wrong bag, and she just got a bag of money.
Oh, yeah, bag
so
of
they
money.
use the money to like step on and
burn it
yeah,
for fire. Yeah.
Burn it for fire.
That was good.
Yep. She got the wrong bag, but
overall,
it worked
I liked
out.
it a lot. But yeah, the Super Sleepy was my least favorite. Well,
Which
and the
is,
Uva.
but I don't you agree that the Super Sleepy, if they would have just done like the telemarketer story and maybe the team up story, that it would have been
Yeah,
better.
yeah, that would have been better for
It was
sure.
just too much of it.
It
It
was
was
too
it was
much.
too much.
And she's kind of like a one note thing. I mean, she go people can't sleep, so she figures out how they can go to sleep.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I'd rather see a rich kid. I'd rather see an inventor kid.
I want to
I'd
see
rather.
the collectible kid, man. I like how that one kid tricked him to cleaning
Or
his
cleaning his
entire
room.
room, and he's like, "Well, that was $5." And yes, my parents are going to pay me 50 or something like that. So he made a profit
Tricky.
hiring him. Smart.
Very smart. But I liked it, and all the art was very Harvey, so it was all good.
Yeah. And I read Fright Night, and I thought Fright Night was going to be like a more of it was more recapping the movie than I would have liked, but it was still
Okay.
really good. A lot of it was what happened in the first movie, and it looks like it's leading into the second movie, but instead of it being his sister, if you watch Fright Night 2, Dandridge's sister comes back to get revenge on Charlie Brewster and Peter Vincent. And in this one, it looks like it's a lover of his. That's a vampire.
Yeah,
So,
I've never seen the second Fright Night.
really? You should watch it.
I never did.
But
Yeah.
you're not as much of a Fright Night guy as me. Like Fright Night, one of my favorite movies of all time. Like
Yeah.
I cherish that movie.
I
like
know.
no
Yeah, there's a lot of
business.
people who are big fans of it.
I think it has a great horror element for me personally, because a vampire moving next door to me is terrifying. And he's like slaughtering women, and then it's got like enough comic relief in it to make a really well balanced movie. Yeah, I love Fright Night. So this was well done, and I like it. I just wish it had a lot less recap. And I read the first issue of Dungeons and Dragons. I don't think you got this one. This is IDW. Mind Breaker, and I really liked it. A couple years ago, I would ignore fantasy titles entirely, but now I've been reading a lot of fantasy, and I really like this because this group is just well diversified. Like, it's got like a strong man, it's got the magic, it's got the sword wielder and everything, and they go into a port to rest, and there's a lot going on that port for each individual character. So there's a lot for them to deal with, and then there's somebody that's stealing magic books from a library to do something, and they have to stop that person. So I really liked it. And I think that's all the books we had, unless you had some retro books.
I don't think I had. See if I had a retro book. I don't think so.
I did. I am doing a journey of John Romita Jr. and John Byrne comics, Amazing Spider-Man, and I'm really, really liking it. You have to read both, though. You have to read Peter Parker, Spider-Man, and Amazing Spider-Man, because you'll see at the end of an Amazing continued in Peter Parker. So if you want to, they're both written by the same writer too. It's Howard Mackey. He writes both Peter Parker and Amazing Spider-Man. And man, I had read these back in the day, and it's amazing how much I remembered. So I guess this comic book, I really liked reading because I remember. Yeah,
it was impressive.
So and then it's like perfect because it's got two of my favorite artists. It's got John Byrne on one book, and then JRJR on the other, and then JRJR takes a break. And Bart Sears comes in and does a few issues, and it's like, holy shit, you know? It's really cool to see. There's been so many JRJR Spider-Man comics, but there's not a lot of John Byrne Spider-Man in Bart Sears Spider-Man. So it's like really cool to see the pencils on these books.
Yeah.
And the story's really cool because MJ is rich. She's a model, and she's supporting Aunt May and Peter. Peter gets a job at a lab, but he gets fired immediately. So that job didn't last very long because he has to put on the spider guard because he has to save Maddie. At this time, he stopped being Spider-Man. He made a promise to Mary Jane: I'm not going to be Spider-Man anymore. And then a Spider-Man shows up, and he's like, who's this Spider-Man? Well, it turns out to be it's John Byrne's Spider-Woman, Maddie. She's 18 years old. No, she's 15. She's 15 years old. She takes the mantle of Spider-Man, and she's got different powers. Like, she can fly. It's kind of like spiders can float on webs and stuff, but she looks like she could fly. She's got superpowers. She looks more powerful than Spider-Man is. And she's related to J. Jonah Jameson through his wife. So that's his niece. And I remember reading Spider-Woman by John Byrne. So it ties into that. So it's like her evolution. And then there's a story arc where some of the major themes are there's a senator working in New York that's doing all kinds of bad things, and it gets involved with the Kingpin. And then there's storylines where there's this Spider-Woman character that's taking out all the other Spider-Women. So it goes after Julia Carpenter, Jessica Drew, and now is after Maddie, and Spider-Man has to protect him. So Maddie's in the hospital now because of the last incident. She's absorbing powers, and she's working for Dr. Octopus to kill Spider-Man. And all this time, he is lying to his wife, MJ, and MJ's lying to him because MJ's got a couple things going on. MJ's traveling the world, doing all this modeling, making the money, but she's entrusted all of her money to the agent to distribute. And I think that agent is stealing money from her, and they're going to end up losing the house. And then the other thing is she's got a stalker, and that stalker calls her all the time. And then she hangs up the phone abruptly, and Peter knows something's going on, but she won't tell him. So they're both lying to each other. She still thinks that he's not Spider-Man, but he is. He's going out as Spider-Man, so it's really cool. I'm really digging this. So I'm going to keep going down this path until I get tired, but really cool stories. This is the second volume of Amazing Spider-Man. And then Peter Parker was going along with it. And I think at the very same time, Maddie got her own comic book called Spider-Woman. So, and John Byrne did do that one. Matter of fact, I'm going to look up what year Spider-Woman came out.
Yeah.
It might be... That was the Julia Carpenter... It's the third series. Yeah, it's around the same time frame.
That makes sense, yeah.
And John Byrne wrote it, and Bart Sears was the artist. So Yeah, I'm gonna go back and read that and also finish that series because I'm missing issue 17. Shouldn't be missing any issues. Gonna add that to my cart right now.
Yeah, it's just one of the something that just fell through the cracks.
That happens when you buy a lot of comics is
Yeah.
you miss it and then don't ever go get
Yeah,
it.
and there's some stuff where you thought you had a complete run, but then you actually look and see, oh wait, I'm missing an issue.
Yep, I hate when that happens, but it happens.
Yep.
I make sure it's the only one I'm missing. Yep, number 17.
Well, there you go.
So
You'll be able to finish another run.
I'm not gonna even put it in my want list. I'm gonna add it right now. Add to
Add to
cart.
cart. I did learn. I was listening to, maybe not the latest, possibly the latest comics for Fun and Profit,
Yeah.
and they were talking about selling comics to my comic shop,
Yes.
and I learned that it's good to put stuff on your want list because that's what they use to determine whether or not they want to buy comics from people.
Yeah. So I
So
must frustrate the hell of them because I let it ride for a long time.
they're like, we bought this comic for you, and you've never bought it from, you put it on your want list, and you never bought it.
Yeah.
Now we're sitting on it. Yeah, it's good. They're storing it for you. It's like your third storage unit. I was glad to hear that because that means putting stuff on my want list is,
Helping somebody sell stuff.
yeah, and encouraging my comic shop to go out and buy those issues.
What I liked about that, what I got out of that more than anything is if I get frustrated selling on eBay, it will be easier to dump it onto my comic shop and get rid of stuff. I might not get the price I want, but if I want to get rid of
Right.
stuff at some time, that's the way to go.
Right, if you want to get rid of 100 comics and rather than list them individually on eBay, sure you're going to get half as much for them, but if your goal is to get rid of them before you die.
Yeah, there you go.
Probably a good way to go. Actually, for you, the best thing would be to do is just call them up or call up Mile High and say, "Hey, I
Come
want
on
to
down.
sell my collection, so come over, make me an offer." Because I know I think both of those places do that
Yeah.
for big time collections. I did read.
I do
Sorry.
want to IM him and see if he ever got paid yet. Because I know at the time of that episode, he made the transactions and he sent the books in,
Yeah, he had done a
but
few
hadn't got paid yet.
shipments,
And I
yeah.
want to see. Because he said that once they get them, they grade up or grade down, and then you get a
Yeah,
paycheck. And
they do their grading and see if it matches what you told them
yeah.
and adjust it as needed. I also like that you can scan in your comics.
Yeah, that's cool.
Or I wonder if they may even have it like an import from whatever you use, Comic Base or whatever.
Yeah, I might be able to just port it over with because it's got, I don't know, it has the ISBN or whatever that code is, so.
Yeah. Good stuff.
So
I did.
you were gonna say you read
Yeah,
something.
I read something. I read it off of the Comixology application.
What? Why do you have the Comixology application? That's what I want to know.
Because I own a lot of digital comics, despite what.
Oh, it's not unlimited.
Not unlimited. No, it's
Okay.
when I purchased with
Well,
cash money.
I know that you bought Comixology because you bought the romance time traveling book from our friend from Comixology.
I did. From I bought Monica's book.
Yeah, Monica's book. I can't remember the name of it now.
It is called Time and Romances.
No, it's not.
It's called
Time Paradox or something like that. It has paradox in it.
Paradox. No.
That's not it either.
It's called the Paradox Formula.
No, it's not. Friendship Paradox.
It's called the Paradox of Friendship.
Yes, I think it has those two words in it. I don't know.
Yeah, Friendship Paradox. That sounds right. I'm trying to find what this book I read was called. I think it's Swords of Glass.
Look at you going on. Is that look going on to Comixology, man? It feels going digital.
What's happening? What's happening?
Swords of Glass?
Yeah, Swords of Glass. I think it's actually on the Unlimited app as well.
Was it free or did you buy it?
I bought it, but I think it is on Unlimited. So I could have got it for free. But this is one, so it's a European
comic. Not free, it's just whether you want to pay a monthly cost and justify, oh, right. I'm going to read at least enough books to justify my $5.99 a month or whatever
True.
It is, right?
True. I mean, it's free to read if you have Unlimited, I believe. I'm going to look it up.
So. I was bad for the month of January because I haven't read anything from it.
But yeah, it says it's... Well, here you go. You can read this. It's on the Unlimited app. There's four volumes of it. Yeah, this one I got. So it's by... What's the publisher on this? Humanoids. So I said this on a past episode when we talked about Unlimited versus buying stuff. And I said that when they do their Black Friday sales or whatever... I get stuff. And one of the things I like to get is European. When they have European volumes for like 99 cents for a volume, I just like go down and click, 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 click and get a bunch of them. Because I know I'm going to get 99 cents worth of enjoyment out of each volume. So this one was four volumes and I read all four volumes because it was really good. So this is, it's written by Sylvain Corjat and drawn by Laura Zucheri. And man, the artwork in this book is so good. It is absolutely breathtakingly beautiful. It's like, I don't know if it's watercolor. I think it's watercolor. But man, the art in this is so good. And that was one of the I have to admit that was one of the good things about reading this digitally is that, you know, doing the panel view mode, some of the panels on there are like so amazing. And I loved being able to zoom in on them and look at them in detail. So I did enjoy that aspect of it. So it was actually a good digital read. And I haven't even looked into whether or not these are,
What is this about?
So the story opens where there's this small town, and it takes place in, it's kind of like a fantasy, well, not kind of, it's a fantasy kind of world where, because there's weird creatures, but there's this village, it's kind of like a more native type village, just a small village. And one day there's this thing in the sky, like this light in the sky that flies across the sky and no one knows what it is. And it comes down and it lands in their, I can't remember if it's a rock formation or if it's a statue, but it's this kind of holy place of theirs. And it's a sword and it goes like, it sinks into the top of this statue thing. And they're like, what the heck is this thing? So someone goes up and tries to pull out the sword. And once they touch the sword, they immediately turn to glass and like fall off and shatter into pieces. So like, holy shit. So someone else tries to do it and the same thing happens. And I think they get a couple other people to try it and the same thing happens. So then they're like, okay, no one go near the sword. You know, this is bad news. And then a little girl.
I can't remember. What was? Let me see if I wrote down what the situation was. Oh, yeah. So in the village, there people. The people. Oh, I think I can't remember exactly what it was. It might be that the leaders of the town start making people like go up and try to pull out the sword, but then they rebel and there's like a big fight, and something happens with a girl's dad. So this little girl like runs away, and then so she hides in the forest, and then at night she like comes back and she tries to pull out the sword. And she is able to touch it without turning to glass. I can't remember if she takes the sword at that point or if she leaves it, but she ends up running away. They see her and she runs away, and she ends up running through the forest and then finding this like old guy in the forest who kind of brings her in. And it turns out she says she wants to fight because she wants to get revenge of what they did to her father. So it's so from that point on, the story is basically this little girl training, and you see her getting older and then kind of seeking her revenge. But there's so many like small elements to the story that make it really wonderful.
Special, yeah.
Yeah. And one of them is the art, of course, but just the little girl in her relationship with the older, like the older mentor guy.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause as she grows up, she kind of like starts to fall for him a little bit. And there's kind of some conflict there because he sees her as a daughter and she's like interested in him romantically. So there's like how they kind of deal with that relationship. And then eventually you get to the part in the story where they go to like the big citadel castle of the world, where, you know, it's one of those situations where there's injustices. You know, there's the poor people who live in the ghettos around this walled-in city, and then all the people in the city are rich and opulent. It was really good, though. It was fantastic. It was definitely a 5 out of 5. Highly recommended. So if you have Unlimited, it's definitely worth a read.
And there's I'll check out the first volume at least, and then I'll feel how big are each volume?
It's 48 pages.
Oh, they're not big.
They're 50 pages.
When you say volumes, I think, oh my god, that's at least 120 pages each. Or...
Yeah, it's the European format, so it's the 50 page. It's good though. You get sucked in by the story. It was really, really good.
I'll put that on my to read along with Mega if I can find it in the magazine box. I have one entry for our fanzine frenzy.
All right.
Out of the same back issue magazine, number 25. This one's got a lot of gems in it. It's probably the best back issue magazine I've read. But in terms of, I want to read everything. This has Super Friends Live: The Strange Saga of the Legends of Superheroes. What made this special? Is not the intro to the, I should say who wrote the article, because I have talked to this guy in the past on the Wonder Woman fan page. His name is Andy Mangles, and he took some excerpts from, or does it say, I think he credited, it came from another... I don't know where I'm not going to be able to find it now, but there were some parts of this article came from Amazing Heroes, which was another fanzine. Let's see. No, yeah, Amazing Hero. An earlier, smaller version of this article appeared in Amazing Heroes 187 from 1991. What made this, it gives you the synopsises of two stories. Legends of the Superheroes, The Challenge, which premiered in 1979 on NBC TV at 8 to 9 p.m. And I watched this. I don't know if I watched the other one until later, because I don't remember watching it. But I remember parts of it, so maybe I watched it somehow. It was Legends of the Superheroes, The Roast. So one is the challenge, which is kind of the story, and the other one features Ed McMahon, where he's actually talking to all the characters that were in this story. There's some odd characters they have not.
I think I have
They
this
created,
DVD.
yeah. They cre I That's what I have the DVD for this too. They created a couple of characters for the show, Retired Man and Ghetto Man.
Nice.
It featured a lot of interesting ones for sure. The ones that everybody will be familiar with is they brought back Adam West, Batman, Burt Ward, Robin, and Frank Gorshin, the Riddler, and the whole plot kind of went around the stars. This guy says how much he liked Adam West. Like, he said Adam West was like one of the nicest guys he's ever worked with. And he always thought it was a shame because he was typecast as an actor. He said he was a really good actor, but because he did Batman, nobody would hire him, to do a job. And they got a couple of stuntmen from the guy who played the Atom was like in a couple of Burt Reynolds films, and they got a few others that were professional in the industry, but not necessarily big time actors. But one of the things that was really interesting that I found was fascinating was the Giganta story, because they talked about the actress that played Giganta, and her name was Alicia Brevard. And what makes it interesting here is she came to Hollywood and appeared in like something called Love God, and she became, after this Giganta appearance, they put her in Playboy, so she was a Playboy playmate. But what makes her story interesting is, well, she talks about being introduced to Batman and Robin, and how they were kind to her as actors, like her being new and all. And then Frank Gorshin asked her out on a date. I thought that was interesting. But they never went on the date because her car broke down. And he used his AAA card and then actually fixed her car. And then she was able to leave the set. And then she had some run-ins with the guy who was the stuntman a lot in Hollywood in Universal City, because they would always run into each other. But one of the things that I found very fascinating is shortly after Legend, she left Hollywood and returned to college to teach theater. At the same university, she began her undergraduate work as a boy, and she is one of the leading women to change gender. So now she's a man. She had gender reassignment surgery in 1962, and she
It was
did
very early.
plays about it, but very early, yeah, very early. And I found that fascinating. And there was a nice picture. She was a gorgeous tall lady. She was 6'1", very big,
That's pretty big.
because they had to get somebody that's big to play Gigana. And she said it was interesting because the clothes they gave her were not very sexy. Like, she thought she could be in a better costume, but the producers of the show were very antsy. A matter of fact, they were very worried about the Huntress costume and Black Canary's costume because they were too one had fishnets, and then the woman they hired for the Huntress had a really big bosom, so they were very concerned about that. And airing it this in TV. But the one thing that made this article really fascinating was not the making of or how this happened, but the writer's ability to go interview the actors that are so obscure and try to chase them down. Like they went down and tried to find the one woman that played Black Canary, and they couldn't find her. And they traced her down to she might have been somebody that was on the 700 Club, but that didn't pan out. And then they traced her down to somebody that was on Charlie's Angels and Chico and the Man briefly. Mm-hmm. And that they can't guarantee that that was really her. So they like she's like lost. Like
they can't figure out what happened.
They couldn't figure out what happened to her. And then they had like the guy who played Flash. He was really interesting. Because he was a track star, and he later had scenes in Battlestar Galactica, which is really cool. And then the Hawkman was a really, like, they said that Hawkman was cast because of his body, because he was mm-hmm. a bodybuilder. Yeah. And I think he won, like, a couple of bodybuilding competitions. And they said that the producers thought that this guy was so gorgeous looking that they wanted him to take off his helmet, but he didn't want to take off his helmet because he was Hawkman. So, and this is the show that, as a kid, it meant like so much to me. Like I'd play on the monkey bars and try to be Hawkman and scream like Hawkman did. You know, I was a ridiculous kid, but. And then the Flash, the special effects was he'd get into this running position, and then you just see a weird blur. And then that's all the effect of him. And then Green Lantern spent a lot of time like zapping himself with the ring and just vanishing. And the plot was sort of ridiculous. Solomon Grundy trashes, he pretends he's at a gas station, and he trashes the Batmobile, and they have to steal like a motorcycle with a cart to go after him. And it just turns the plot is so funny. The other thing that was very interesting in this one is they had an ads. Outside of the Batman 66 crew and a few of the stuntmen, they put out a casting call, and it was drawn by Alex Toth, and it had Hawkman in it, Adam, Batman and Robin, Shazam, Black Canary, Flash, and Green Lantern, and says, "We're looking for some super people, Hanna-Barbera Productions." And it gave an address on where they had to show up. You know, show up on Thursday, August 10th at 10 a.m., and they'll start casting sessions. They casted all of the rest of the characters from this casting call. It's insane. And just reading about, like, these actors and how obscure this stuff they've been in, it was more interesting to me that they actually filmed this thing. I thought whoever did the article was really cool in trying to track down and do the research of, like, the Flash guy, Rod Hayes, was a marathon-running actor with a master's degree in corporate finance from UCLA, and he had a good list of credits behind him, including the two episodes of Battlestar Galactica. He would later play a character of Captain Avenger in the John Ritter film Hero at Large. I mean, that's fucking cool because I loved Hero at Large.
What did he play in Hero at Large?
He actually played Captain Avenger.
Okay.
So, yeah, it did all this stuff. Barbara Joyce, a comedian, became the very buxom huntress. A role added because DC had few superhero heroines. Wonder Woman was on the air. They couldn't use her. Supergirl was optioned by the Salkinds, so they couldn't use her. Mm-hmm. So that's why you saw Black Canary and the Huntress, because they needed some women characters. And she had just been in her first appearance a year earlier. So she's like a character that was just created that actually got film time. And then the other interesting is Marcia Wakefield from Night Court was also in this episode. So there's just a lot of factoids in this that I just adored.
Yeah,
a lot
cool
of fun.
Stuff. I like little Easter egg type stuff, or not Easter egg, but I like it when they give additional information on stuff that you didn't know about.
They said the ratings were okay for a show of this type, but they never did anything with it. But I really do. I love this back issue. I mean, that's how I got the Deathlok article, the $6 million man, the Warlord.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think I have two more. Machine Man, I still have two more articles to read. And that's just one back issue magazine that's given me material for, I don't know, six episodes already?
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a bit.
A lot of stuff in that one. Yeah, they do a good job with those magazines.
A lot of material on the Gigana character, which I, because they say she was like one of the groundbreakers in terms of gender, changing gender, you know.
Yeah, it was definitely harder to do back in the 60s. Definitely, yeah. Even more frowned upon than it is today.
Yep.
But that's what people always, or not people, but I've heard stuff saying that like nowadays there's more transgender people than there were back then, but it's not that there's more, it's just that now it's more accepted, whereas back then it was, people just kept it to themselves because they would have been ostracized.
Yeah.
And let the world know. But there was always, I guess with anything, there's always...
It's always there, it just was hidden.
Yeah, and there's always
people but there's somebody that... They couldn't easily have done it back then.
Right, and there's always trailblazers who are the first to pave the way of the future. Interesting stuff. Yeah, I have the DVD. I think it has like two of the...
Yeah, it's got the roast.
The two movies. And,
yeah. I had a bootleg because for the longest time, it was not available.
Right. Right.
And you could go to a convention like Heroes Con, and I think that's where I actually bought it. Either that or Baltimore. And I've always wanted to rewatch it because that's why I bought the DVD. Because as a kid, seeing this at elementary school, this thing was like the bomb. And I knew it was going to be cheesy as shit, but I had fond memories of it, like really fond memories as a kid. It like blew my mind, you know. This is before a lot of the superhero stuff took off, you know.
Right, back then it was hard to get stuff like this. There wasn't a lot of live action superhero stuff.
Yeah. Fun stuff. And the thing I loved most about the article is that they had at least a paragraph about every obscure actor that was in here and how they try to track them down and get to, you know, try to have like a short conversation with them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. About their experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Back issue magazine is so well, the thing I like about it is the articles are so well researched.
Yeah.
It's not like going to Bleeding Cool and reading something, you know what I mean? It's these guys can write and they back up everything they write.
They did the work.
Fact.
Yeah.
They do the work. It's like old reporting. I like it. So last time you didn't have one, and now I had one. So I had time to read one last night. And I knew I couldn't read the one article I wanted to read because it was a long article. So I read this one instead. Yeah. And I was like, okay. I read the first two pages, and I'm like, this is stuff I already knew. Like, it was – I already watched the shows. I already know kind of what the plot was. And that's how the article opened up. But then it like, oh, let's talk to the director. Oh, now let's talk to the writer. And now let's talk to the, you know, that was the great stuff. That's where the gravy was, you know? Good stuff.
Very cool.
So do you have anything else in the world of comics, or do you want to jump to TV and movies?
I read a few issues of Exciting Comics from Antarctic Press.
I've been wanting to do that, yeah.
Yeah, and I read them because I wanted to read, because they had a Catgirl comic coming out, so I wanted to, and I knew she was debuted in Exciting Comics.
Yeah.
And I found out I really enjoy reading Exciting Comics. Like,
well, what is it that gets you to read it? Is it the retro feel, or is it the anthologiness of it? Or
yeah, I think just the... Well, I mean, like any anthology, there's good and bad, but this was mostly good stuff, and it was actually quite enjoyable to go through them, these three issues. So, yeah, I was almost thinking that we should just go to the beginning of it and just kind of cover some issues.
You want to do that for next one?
Sure.
All right. Exciting Comics. How far do you want to go? You've already read, what, 1 through 3, or have you just...
Well, mine was 9 through 11, so
okay.
We can do, yeah, 1 through 3. See where that takes us.
Yeah. So you were focusing on getting the issues read to see if you were going to pull the trigger on Catgirl.
Right, I was reading for the Catgirl.
I did order Catgirl Sight Unseen. I haven't read any of the... I've been buying what? Leak horror site. Comics, Exciting Comics.
Planet Comics.
Hey, do you want to read the first three of Planet Comics too?
Oh, I do. I think we read the first one long ago. Yeah.
Let's do that. And shit, we could do horror comics too. We could do an Antarctic.
It's a lot of comics.
I'm sure it doesn't take that long.
Yeah.
If this was older comics, like Golden Age, I would say I don't want to sign up for that. I did get my first PS art book, by the way.
Oh, I saw you posted it.
It's one of those paperbacks, not the hardcovers or the
softy.
Exactly, the softy ones. And its production values are kind of what I expected. You could tell that they're Xerox copies, but they're slightly better than those Grenwalds that you can get from Amazon. Yeah. But I haven't started reading it yet. I wanted to read at least one story of it. Those are Golden Age, and those are dense as fuck. It's like reading its own novel. But and one thing I wanted to mention to you is I started to finish Fight Girls. Man, that's a good. The art in it's fucking amazing. On some of the tournaments that he puts them in,
yeah.
Jesus, his splash panels are like fantastic.
I'm gonna see did the trade of that come out yet?
I don't know. I think 5 just came out recently. It's the only one I haven't read. I read 3 and 4 last night, and they were excellent. And then I started Hellcop, more Hellcop. Man, that's a great comic, Bill. Hellcop is great. You need to get that trade.
I did order it.
Yeah, that's a good story.
Yeah, Fight Girls trade's not out yet. But yeah, I love Frank Cho's art, so I'm looking forward to that.
So next episode will be a
Antarctic Press.
Press. And one Della Morte magazine. I know where that one is. I don't even have to look for that.
I got to look for that one. I don't know where mine is. I'll find it. It's big, though. So
my magazines are easy to find. I just didn't know that Mega was a magazine because it was Red 5. Do you want to jump to TV?
Movies? Sure.
I got a lot.
Well, you can go because I don't have so many.
All right. So, I needed a break from Star Wars Rebels. I finished season two of Star Wars Rebels. Those are like, I don't know, 18 episodes or so. They're long, but they're only like 35 to 40 minutes. Sometimes they're 20 minutes. Maybe they are 22 minutes. Maybe they're half hour shows. But it's still a lot of watching, and I needed a break. And I was like, what am I gonna go to next? Do I go to a series? Do I? And I just went to Amazon Prime, and I just started randomly picking out movies. And I was pretty happy with all of them. I saw Daughter of the Wolf, and this starred the actress. I can't remember her name. She was in the news recently for controversy. She was in The Mandalorian. She was the built muscle woman that played alongside the Mandalorian, and she got her controversy was she was an anti-vaxxer recently, and I think Disney fired her for whatever she was doing, and
Oh yeah, I remember something about
she
that.
was in this movie called Daughter of the Wolf, and she plays a she was in the army in Afghanistan, and she comes back to take care of her kid. Her kid is kidnapped, and then she has to go rescue her kid. And it turns out Richard Dreyfuss is in this movie, and he's really old, but he's the bad guy. He plays this guy Father, and he's a weird character, man. He sort of steals kids and then turns them into his own kid, and then own kids, and they all call him Father. And he stole this one kid because the main character's comes back from fighting, and her father owed this guy a lot of money, so he stole the kid and said she had to bring money. Well, she tries to bring him money, and they try to take the money without giving the kid back because they're going to raise the kid and he's going to become one of them. And she seeks revenge on that whole entire family, and that's the premise of that. But it was entertaining. It takes place in the forest in a ski sort of like a ski mountain in the middle of nowhere because it's an abandoned ski mountain. And the wolves come into play because there's a lot of wolves, and they're usually hunting down her or either hunting down the party of the bad guys. So the wolves play a part in that story. And then I watched a story called The Canyon. This is one of those like open water type stories where a married couple just got recently married. They decided to go to the they eloped in Vegas and then went on this a mule type tour in the Grand Canyon, an unlicensed mule type tour where they hired this one guy in a bar because you have to apply, apparently, at least 10 years ago. You had this movie's about 10 years old. You had to apply for licenses to take donkeys into the canyon, and they applied. They didn't apply. They just thought they could show up and do this. Well, they're talking in a bar, and this guy says, "Well, I'll get you into the canyon." Well, he's a drunk. He gets him into the canyon. He's got a horse with all their supplies. He's got all the stuff ready, but he falls off. He's drinking, and a snake startles the horse, and he falls off the horse and gets bit in the arm by a rattlesnake. And then he tries to get up and then gets bit in the face. And one thing he's saying is, "Oh man, I'm in trouble now because I've survived rattlesnake bites before, but it's usually above the heart." So if you get bit apparently by a rattlesnake above the heart, you're in trouble. And he ends up dying, and they're in the middle of nowhere, and he took him off path because he says, "I want to take you to somewhere beautiful," and they agreed to it. And then it's a survival movie, and then the guy gets hurt. He breaks his leg, and she has to cut his leg off. And the shocking ending to this story is when she's hobbling, they're getting hunted down by coyotes, and she decides to kill him so he doesn't have to get mauled by the coyotes. And as soon as she kills him, the helicopter comes.
Oh,
the rescue helicopter comes.
Classic.
And then there's Army of One, and this one's crazy. This is like one of those crazy backwater films that you might watch, like Southern Comfort, where she and her husband, he's a detective that just got shot and stabbed. And he needs to take a vacation with his wife. And she's a former Army Ranger. She's pretty badass. And she says, I'm going to take you away for a while. We'll go camping. Well, they choose the wrong place to go camping because this backwater town is ruled by this one woman who they call Mother. Just like kind of like that other show, Father. That's a weird theme. But she does gun running. She does drugs and all this stuff. And they do something stupid. It starts raining, and they break into one of their houses, and they find all the munitions and all this stuff. And they kill the husband, and it's sort of like she has to stock down all of this. And they do slave trading, too. They capture women and make them slaves. And she has to take them down. So it's sort of like one of those revenge stories.
So she uncovers their secrets and has to...
Army of One. And then I watched Peacemaker on HBO, which is about the character that was in the Suicide Squad, which was pretty fantastic. A lot of humor in it. It's different than the comic because Peacemaker is really not funny. And Vigilante's played a lot like Deadpool, but it is a very interesting story and continuation from the Suicide Squad. Continues, still James Gunn writing, James Gunn directing. So he's continuing the story, essentially. And then the 5 out of 5 for me was this movie called Night Hunter. And I'll compare it to a serial killer movie that's kind of like Seven. And this one surprised me because I didn't know it existed, and it was so freaking interesting. It had Ben Kingsley in it, which you think, oh, that's good, and it had the Henry Cavill, the guy who plays Superman, and I never heard of it before, and it was
2019.
Yeah, it was really good. It's not as good as and refined as Seven, but it's in the vein of Seven, in terms of twists and turns.
Yeah, like a mystery type.
He plays a detective that tries to find these child predators that go on the internet, get the young kids to go to a place, and then they either kill them and rape them and then leave them for dead. He's a detective that goes and finds that. And then Ben Kingsley's an ex-judge who has a girl working for him outside of the police and the law that hunt down these people. And they've run into a serial killer that they sort of met their match. And I don't want to give the twist away because it's one of those Seven-type twists. So that was good.
Check that one out.
Coyote Lake is
you watch a lot of movies.
It takes place. Yeah, this is my exercise time. The thing that's nice about these movies is they're about an hour and 30 minutes each. Mm-hmm. They're not like 3 hour movies or 2 hour movies.
So do you get through half
I get through half on one cycle and then finish it up on the next cycle.
Yeah.
So I finish a movie in 2 days, and then if you have a couple weeks, you end up watching a lot of movies.
Several movies, yeah.
Coyote Lake is about a mother and a daughter who are on the border of Mexico and Texas, and they kill people, supposedly bad people, and then take their money. They have like a boarding home, and they draw those people in, and then they kill them, and then drop their corpses in the lake, take all their money, and then they get caught up in like two guys that were in a gun running thing, and then there's crazy stuff that happens during that situation. But it stars Veronica, the actress that plays Veronica on Riverdale. So that's Coyote Lake. We're all caught up on the Book of Boba Fett. A lot of people that I know complain about it, but I think it's absolutely wonderful. The thing I love about it is the flashbacks with the Tusken Raiders. I've always been a fan of the Sand People, and to learn more about the Sand People, it's almost like a Dances with Wolves type theme, which has been used many times before in a Star Wars type environment, and I like it quite a bit. Force of Nature is about Puerto Rico is coming under a hurricane, and there's this guy called John the Baptist who decides during the hurricane he's going to take advantage of this situation, and he finds out that there's a kid of an ex-Nazi that has all this famous artwork hidden in this apartment that's going to be evacuated, and he has to go get all this money, and he kills a lot of people in the process, and two cops are already there, but they're only to try to evacuate the building, and they run into Mel Gibson, who's an old ex-cop that won't leave his apartment, and his daughter that's a doctor that's treating his di giving him dialysis and all that other stuff. And that turned out to be a lot of fun. And there's some crazy ass shit that happens.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, there's this dude that at the beginning of the movie he's buying all this meat, and you're like, oh, he's buying all the meat because there's gonna be a storm and they don't know when,
Right,
electricity's
for
gonna be out.
supplies, yeah.
And he's not buying it because of the storm. He's buying it because of the storm and because he's got a fucking tiger in one of his rooms, and
Ah, Peter's tiger.
And then the other 505, I absolutely loved. I never heard of this Liam Neeson. I've been on a Liam Neeson kick lately. This is called Honest Thief, and all of these movies are on Amazon Prime. Honest Thief, the premise is very weird. It's about this thief that. He's like this bandit that robs all these banks successfully and gets away with it. Well, one day he's running a storage unit and he meets this woman and falls in love with her. And later on, after they've been together a year, he decides, well, I'm going to ask her to move in with me, but I can't keep this secret hidden from her that I'm a bank robber and I have $50 million worth of cash hidden away. So what does he do? He tries to tell her, but that didn't work out, but he decides to turn himself in. And he decides to turn himself into the FBI, and he turns himself into the wrong members of the FBI because they're crooked and they know about the money. So he wants to turn himself in for a reduced sentence and visitation rights. That's all he wants, so he can be with this woman that he loves. And all hell breaks loose.
They double cross them.
Yeah, it's really good. And I've exhausted all my movies. It was a lot, though.
Was a lot. Let's see, what have I watched? Well, I finally watched the last episode of Money Heist.
Oh, yeah.
So I
That
got
was
to
a
see
good ending
the
there.
conclusion. Yeah, it was. And it was interesting. I also watched the behind the scenes specials that they did.
Yeah.
It was interesting. The writers were saying that up until almost the end, they didn't know how the series was going to end.
And yeah, I thought that was cool.
And they had one ending, but they weren't happy with it. And then I don't want to give anything away, but they figured out a way to tie the ending back to something that happened earlier. And once they realized that, they were like, oh, that's our ending.
Yeah, that's genius.
So, which is interesting, because I'm surprised that they hadn't planned that out ahead of time, because it did work out perfectly with what happened in the past, so. With the,
yeah, it was a good ending.
The other heist, so. Yeah, it definitely was, so. What a good series, and what a good season this was. Like, this is... It's hard to believe, but, like, every season is, like... At the end of every season, I'm like, man, that was a great season. They can't do any better than that.
Yeah.
And then they just keep upping it. Like, this season, it was, like... There's so much... Like, a lot of it was just a war, like, in the building. Like, legit just, like, a war scene.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a war movie
fan... Because they had the military go in, that's why.
Yeah, the military went into where they were, and they were fighting them.
And they were, like, special ops retired. Like, they were vicious military they sent in.
Yeah, they're no joke. Trying to fight them off. And it was funny, in the special, the actors were talking about filming those action scenes, and they said they hated it. And the one guy's like, I hate action. I'm never going to do action again. Because he said...
Well, did you see that...
Because they'd film like two scenes, and it took like 3 weeks just to film those two scenes, because they just had to do it over and over and over again, which makes sense. I mean, if you have explosions and stuff,
it's not
do it
right.
Off, and then it takes forever to reset everything to film it again. So
and then there was that one guy that I forget what he plays, but he was the oil rig guy with the beard. Mm-hmm. He had that fight scene with that malicious guy, and he cut him.
Yeah, he had a knife.
He
and
sliced
he
his neck.
Real knife. Yeah. He didn't know the knife was real, and he actually cut him. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. Yeah, I didn't know. That guy was a professional boxer.
Boxer, yeah.
That's why that scene looked so real.
This season, the one thing that impressed me is the pregnant
She was amazing.
Woman. She was fucking amazing.
She was the best character of the season.
There's not too many people that can match the professor, like in terms of, I think, an acting or
compelling
strategy. Compelling.
Yeah.
She was, man, she was up there.
Yeah, she was.
And then the fact that they're together, like you get the professor and her together, not romantically, but strategically.
Right.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. You have like an entire army right there. I mean,
yeah, working together, yeah.
Oh,
for sure.
Shit. Yeah, that's good stuff.
And it's funny, like in the behind the scenes, they were talking about the professor and her working together and how they have completely like different styles. Like the guy who plays the professor is very analytical about everything and thinks everything through, but she's just like, just more raw, just go in there and let your emotions take over.
Yeah.
But, you know, as often happens when you put two people who have different approaches together, it sometimes creates magic because they're both bringing different things to the table. But, man, yeah. And now I'm ready for the next... for the...
Was it the prequel, Berlin?
Yeah, the Berlin stuff.
Yeah. Well, the son, the whole thing that turns out with Berlin's son is pretty twisty too.
Yeah, it was. Because
it involves Berlin and Berlin's wife and the son, and it gets really crazy.
Yeah. Good stuff. Deserves all the accolades it's gotten. Yeah, for sure. And then, we finally went to see Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday.
Finally got some popcorn.
Yeah, got some popcorn. At the good theater. Got to see it.
What were your thoughts?
I liked it.
Yeah.
It was. I thought they did a good job of bringing everyone back and kind of...
What I like about the theme of that and the plot of that is the way I read my comics. there are people that read the comics and like, this doesn't matter. This doesn't matter. And I read my comics like DC and Marvel, like everything matters. And that's the way that movie is. Everything that happened before mattered. And that's what I liked about it.
Right, it all happened. It's just in the
It all happens, yeah. It all happens. And that's the way it drives me nuts listening to some podcasters that say, oh, this doesn't matter. This is just throwaway. It's not. It all matters. Everything matters. Ah! That's my pet peeve.
Yeah, that's never bothered me. I'm
Yeah.
always, yeah, I don't read it. I can read a story, a standalone story, and not worry about where it fits into the overall story arc of the character and still enjoy it. So that was good. And I hadn't
Look,
seen a movie in a while, so
what's the new
in the theater.
exercise thing?
I have to find something because I just finished
Money
the Money
Heist?
Heist specials. So I'll have to see what I'm gonna delve into next. Can't
Sex
remember.
Education, that's what you gotta get into.
Oh yeah, I can't watch it on the treadmill though. Well, maybe I
Why?
can't.
Well, actually, if you could like put on your iPad or something and watch the first
Well,
10 minutes, it doesn't get it. Oh, you've
I've
seen
seen
up
the
to the
first
point
two
where it doesn't
episodes,
get
yeah.
any worse than the first two.
Yeah, maybe I
Because
could probably do it,
he's pounding that girl in the opening scene,
yeah.
and then later on he's flashing his dick at the
Yeah.
cafeteria.
Yeah, I
You've
watched
gotten through
the, I
it
think the
gets
first
more
two,
it
yeah.
get as the show grows, it gets more plot and character driven than it is.
Sex driven.
Yeah. It still has stuff like that, but it's very rare, and if it does show up, it's usually like the beginning of the episode, because it's like sex education right before the
Oh
words
yeah.
come on the thing. It's like, oh, here's some humping.
Yeah. Here's some people going at it. Sex education. Yeah, I could do that. See what else there is. I don't know. There's like lots of stuff that I want to watch. It's just a matter of
Yeah, I'm still on
committing to
this.
something.
I'm still on this cheesy movie trend. Well, I don't know if they're cheesy movies, but movies that I've never heard of on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, Honest Thief isn't a cheesy movie.
Yeah, I would say Honest Thief, and I don't think that Night Hunter was either. The rest of them probably never went to the theater. I'm sure Night Hunter went to the theater, and so did Honest Thief.
Was 900 of the
Ben Kingsley one.
okay. Which what was the name of the one where there was the hurricane heist during a hurricane?
That one's called Force
Oh,
of Nature.
you know what? That's reminding me of there's a comic book with the same concept. That
Yeah, we w read it.
was the heist during. Well, that was a kaiju though, wasn't it?
That was the
Heist during a
Kaiju one,
kaiju.
but wasn't it because of the storm? It was driven by the storm.
Oh,
The
that's what
Kaiju
raised
just
the
part of the
kaiju.
story, yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yes. Very good. I also finished Bermuda, by the way. That I
Oh,
think you'll
yeah.
be very happy with the way that book looks for sure. It's just
Yeah, that art is
that
neat.
artist is freaking phenomenal. And I don't know how they do that art with the colors, but sometimes color takes away from the art, and the color artist is working beautifully with that guy's art. It just looks fantastic.
Yeah,
It's a
I definitely stood
beautiful
out.
thing to
Yeah,
see.
all the jungle.
Yeah. I want to finish this Fight Girls today. I gotta find it.
You say the last issue came out?
Yeah, and I think that issue's gotta be here in the house. I just gotta find it. I so wish I could just go to that storage unit and spend 2 days just organizing it so I could find it. Because right now I'm storing them like, okay, these are all books I have to read, and they're all stored. They're stored in like
By when you got
a
them.
one row up. So like if you they're four boxes stacked on top of each other. They're pretty much all the independents going from A to Z by publisher and then in order. But then I get another set of books that comes in and I have to bring it to the storage unit and then it goes A to Z up. So it's like when I'm searching for it, if I don't know the exact time, I have to go through
Several boxes.
several boxes figuring out the right box to get to. It's kind of sucks, but I found everything to date with the exception of Mega, which I'm going to look for here in the house now, and that other series, that series that, and the only thing I could think of that I haven't been able to run across any of the issues because it was four issues, it's got to be because they all came out like in the same month. You know how sometimes you have like a weekly series or something? It's the only way that that could have.
Oh, that you wouldn't have run across at
That I
least one of
wouldn't have
the
run across
issues.
at least one of the issues. It's not possible. So, yep. I wish I had my comics with me, that's for sure.
I need to figure out a solution.
And yesterday, my brother had sent us he wanted to get us a gift card for some restaurants here we'd never been to, but he couldn't get gift cards for those restaurants. So he sent us he said, "Go, here's a Visa card, go to these restaurants." And this was like a one I've never heard of, but it's a really nice restaurant. It's more like a bar, like they brew their own beer and everything. But they have like a really good menu of stuff. And we got like the pretzel bites as an appetizer. Oh my God, they were so good. And then I had I'm a guy that wants to try a Cuban every time I run across it. And it was the best Cuban I've ever had, minus they don't put pickles in it. And that's like a defining thing of getting a Cuban.
That's
It's
weird.
mustard and pickles. They use a pickled carrot
Oh, pickled carrots.
and onion, like a pickled carrot and onion sauce, but I want to
You wanted the
go buy
pickles.
that sandwich again, and I'm gonna take my own pickles and put it in there.
They could probably bring you pickles. Say,
They
bring a
should
pick
have they should
pickles on
have
the side.
they should have pickles 'cause it's, they have burgers
Yeah, burgers
too.
and stuff.
Yeah, so yeah, I think they'd have
You just tell them to
pickles.
add pickles to it. You know, it's
Yeah.
funny. There's a we have a probably a similar place near us that's like a place where they brew their own beer.
Yeah.
Whatever they're, I don't know, is that a brew pub or something? I don't know what they call it, and
A
restaurant.
distillery? Or
Well, where they have a restaurant in, and they also brew beer. But anyway, they have the best fish and chips that I've had at that place near us. It's just funny that.
it's beer battered?
Yeah, I think it probably is. Yeah, obviously, because they make their own beer. But oh, it's so good. I haven't had any better than that. And I've
Yeah, this
tried it
this
many
place,
places.
if anybody's in Colorado Springs, it's called the Alexander. It's the Black Cat Distillery, the Alexander Public House, and it's a pretty big building because they have the distillery there. It looks like they have like the part of the restaurant up front, and then in the back they have like where they could play like live music, and then they have the bar there. And then they have like another room off to the left, which I couldn't see. It's pretty big. And man, the food was just, it was really good. And it was a good time to go because there was only three people, like three parties there.
Good time of day to go?
Yeah,
What do you
because
mean?
we went around like opening time. We were there around 11:15.
Okay, so you
And there
beat the
was hardly
crowd.
anybody there, no crowds, and in the COVID world, there's, We don't like to go to crowded places, so.
Yeah, that's why when we saw Spider-Man yesterday, we went to the early show.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't that early. It was 12:45, but it was the first. It was the first show, so there weren't. Actually, there was more people in the theater than I expected, but there was maybe like 10 people. So there's plenty of room for separation.
Yeah. And we've been to some busy theaters. Like when we saw Eternals, it was packed.
Yeah.
When we saw Spider-Man, we had chosen a day that wasn't a work day. And there was a lot less people there.
Mm-hmm.
So. Today, Barb's making wings, so I'm excited. And we have our Buffalo Wild Wing sauce, so I'm gonna dig into that. And I've been watching football, so we spent a lot of time watching football yesterday, and we're gonna do the same. It's my team against hers today, so.
Ooh.
Buffalo Bills versus the Kansas City Chiefs.
Battle of the sexes.
Yeah. Last time we met this year, Buffalo won, so hopefully. It repeats.
Repeat.
But my Packers lost yesterday, so I didn't feel so bad because Aaron Rodgers has been diminishing. Even I know he's the face of the Packers, but because he's the face of the Packers and he's so anti-vax and he doesn't like fact check any of the shit he says is like not true. Like he's getting it off of I don't know where he's getting this shit from. Or he'll, like, take phrases out of the whole context of something that was said, but you forgot this.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't read the whole context of it. And it's like, God damn, he drives me nuts. But they had a really good team this year. They should have – they fell apart in the second half. It sucked. And they were playing on their terms. I mean, it was snowing. Mm-hmm. They were playing in their Lambeau field and their both games yesterday were upsets. So the home teams that had bye weeks that didn't have to play to get into the playoffs to fight, they lost. I think that bye week is a deadly bad thing. You lose all your momentum and you get to kick your feet up for a whole week. I think it's a horrible thing.
Yeah.
If I was going into the playoffs, I'd want to fight every round.
Yeah, I can see how that would throw you off.
Yeah.
For sure.
So everybody's healthy over there now at your house?
Yep, we are.
Were you the only one?
Yeah, I kept my COVID to myself.
Oh, that's pretty amazing. I am like flabbergasted that I haven't gotten it. And maybe I did get it, but I had no symptoms.
It is possible, yeah.
But the amount of people around me that are exposed and sick and their kids are sick or...
At your work?
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah, I'm wearing a mask all the time, but they got rid of effective Monday. We can't wear our cloth masks anymore.
Okay.
We have to go to medical masks or the KNs or the N whatever.
Yeah.
And I like my cloth masks. They're made out of a vacuum bag from vacuum company.
Oh, you get it for that.
It's like three layer and it actually passes the what do you call it? The smoke test and the fire test, so.
Yeah.
My wife took it to work and did all those tests that you're supposed to do on a mask, but it doesn't matter. They just say no cloth.
Yeah, well, I guess that's understandable. Well, because, yeah, I don't know, like, what...
The thing I like about my mask, though, it covers the whole virus. Fucking mouth. In the medical mask, you still have gaps in the side and stuff. I mean, it's...
Just... Yeah, the medical ones I don't really get because, yeah, for the same reason, it's like, well, there's just gaps around the whole thing. So.
Yeah.
The KN95s and the...
And...
N94s are...
Yeah.
Pretty sealed.
Well, the N94s get me claustrophobic, though. They're so sealed. It feels
Yeah,
like
those. Yeah, we don't use those
your
ones.
suction is. I tried to wear those on a flight and I was dying. Like, I was just sweating under my mask and it was awful. Now, the KNs seem like they, because they're a little farther from the face, they seem a little more forgiving.
And we have some of the, what's the Korean one?
That's the KN, I thought.
There's some 94. Let's see, Korean 94. KF 94. Yeah, we have some of those too. I like those ones.
But most of your stuff is working at home anyway, though, right?
Yeah, I mean the big risk for us is one of my sons is goes to the public high school, so
Yeah.
if anyone's gonna bring it home, it's gonna be him.
Sure. There's nothing you can do about it. That's what I'm saying. It's like if you have kids, it's like it's a more a matter of when than
Yeah, at some point he's gonna get
best thing is stay
it.
vaccinated and just try to keep surfaces clean and stuff, you know.
Yep, we're all boosted, so yeah, if as long as it's Omicron, then it shouldn't be that big of a deal.
Where I'm at, in the small group I'm with, the only other guy that hadn't gotten it had got it over the holidays. His whole family got it.
Okay.
So he was out a week and a half or so, at least 10 days quarantining, because they hadn't changed the dates for us to go to, 10 to 5. Effective Monday, it's
Right.
going to 5, but.
Okay.
So I'm the one that's it, that hasn't.
Well, you're protected now then.
Well, maybe.
Because
There's different
if the people around you, if they've had
flavors.
it, then they probably won't get it again.
Could be. Could be. I thought you could get different. Well, I do know one guy that's gotten it twice.
Yeah, I mean you can't. Yeah,
But it was
in
two.
time you can get it.
It
Yeah,
was different
all different
flavors.
strain.
He had
Yeah.
that first strain, not the Delta. He had that whatever that was at the beginning,
Yeah.
and then he got the Omnic. What do you call it?
Omicron. Yeah.
Omicron. All right. Well, we finished early, and the books that we have selected is an all Antarctic Planet Comics, Horror Comics, Exciting Comics,
All right.
and Del.
We'll probably add some more on. Oh,
Della
and the Del,
Morte.
yeah, Del Morte, which I have to find.
Am gonna go look for my Mega. I really want to find it now. And Barb just got home from Costco, so I'm gonna help her unload.
All right, have fun
All right.
unloading.
You can reach Bill at DBM00. I'm at Mike Myers Brunch. You can find us at geekbrunchpodcast.com. And on Facebook at Geek Brunch Podcast, click the like button. And we'll see you again in 2 weeks.
All
In two
right.
2 weeks, we might have a new previews. Who knows?
I probably won't have it,
Yeah.
but should have
All
one.
right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.